It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky.
1-0.
Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam. Home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Wrapping up the first homestand of 2023. Today, the Brooklyn Cyclones meet yet again the Jersey Shore Blue Claws for the rubber match of a three-game set from Maimonides Park. Hey, and welcome to the broadcast booth suspended high above home plate alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz, wishing you a very happy Easter Sunday, happy Passover as well, whatever you may be celebrating. As Justin, the Cyclones, after a thrilling walk-off win in game number one of the season, different result yesterday, albeit putting up six runs, a pretty effective and efficient day at the plate, but at the end of the day, a couple crooked numbers for Jersey Shore innings led to be a little too much for that Cyclones pitching staff to handle.
Yeah, and the defense during the course of the game, especially in that fourth inning, let the pitching staff down a little bit. Four unearned runs in the top half of the fourth inning for Jersey Shore on Saturday, helping guide the Blue Claws to their first win of the 2023 season. No, that's something the Cyclones are going to try and be extra aware about here this afternoon, their communication and their coordination on the defensive side of the ball. Try not to give Jersey Shore any extra outs and make sure they go into their first road trip of the season with a winning record.
Brooklyn, a couple of errors yesterday, no errors in the field for Jersey Shore, but it wasn't just really fielding miscues that did the Cyclones in yesterday, Justin. In addition to that, it was a combination of fielding miscues and Jersey Shore's prowess on the base paths. The Blue Claws stole nine bags yesterday. You got the sense that they were running all over the place, and as soon as someone got on base, the memo was, okay, we're going to continue to try to get after it here and wreak havoc on Kevin Parada, who was yesterday's catcher.
Yeah, Troy Schreffler, four stolen bases yesterday for Jersey Shore. Not in the lineup this afternoon. Drake Osborne will get the start for Brooklyn this afternoon behind the plate. But those are things that are going to come with growing pains, especially learning with the new rules and pickoff rules and things like that. Kevin Parada was not accustomed to throughout his college career at Georgia Tech and beyond. Only got a little taste of it last year at the tail end of his first professional season in St. Lucie and in the Complex League. So that's something that Parada, I think, is going to improve upon, is something that's going to continue to get better as the season goes along, but definitely doing a better job of commanding the running game and not allowing too many free passes will be crucial for Brooklyn if they want to walk out of here victorious today.
And make no mistake, it certainly wasn't all bad for the Cyclones. You put up six runs. That's a pretty good day at the office offensively. Maybe the highlight of those six runs, a solo shot from Kevin Parada, who planted a ball deep beyond the left field scoreboard, 390-something feet from Parada, that got fans very excited. His first home run in a Cyclones uniform. But it hasn't just been Parada, Justin. This Cyclones offense really clicking. 15 runs through the first two games, and it's come from a number of sources.
Yeah, the 15 runs of the first two games, the most for the Cyclones since at least the 2005 campaign when Minor League Baseball stat portal began. Last time they scored that many was 14 in the first two games. That was all the way back in 2010. So the offense has been clicking. Hits at times have been come and go, but the patience at the plate has been critical to the Cyclones' offensive success. Drew 12 walks in the season opener on Friday. Drew several more in Saturday's two-run defeat, but creating havoc on the bases, creating opportunities with men on base. Crucial for Richie Benes' offensive lineup, and so far, so good for Brooklyn. Looking to try and find a way to walk out of here victorious once again today.
As far as today is concerned, second straight day, we've got a member of the Mets 2022 draft class making the start on the rubber for the Cyclones after Dylan Tabrock took the loss yesterday, three innings of three-run ball on five hits. Tyler Stewart will hope for a different narrative this afternoon.
Yeah, Stewart making his Cyclones debut here today was the Mets' sixth-round pick a year ago out of the University of Southern Mississippi. Stewart only made four collegiate starts during his tenure in Hattiesburg, all of them coming last year during his redshirt sophomore campaign at USM. But read a lot of things about Tyler Stewart, and one of the interesting things from Baseball America, I want to say it was J.J. Cooper, I'll confirm who it was that made the quote, but saw a lot of similarities between Stewart and a former Brooklyn Cyclone in Tyler McGill. McGill was a college relief pitcher as well out in California before the Mets shifted him successfully to a full-time starting pitcher. So it'll be interesting to see how Stewart develops in his first full pro season, but we've seen the Mets be successful at turning relievers into starters before, so we'll see what Tyler Stewart can bring to the table today.
Only pitched in three games last year down the stretch after he was selected by the Mets in the 2022 MLB draft. Was limited with a little injury down the home stretch of the regular season a year ago. But those three games he pitched in, two of which at the St. Lucie level, one in rookie ball. The St. Lucie appearances didn't necessarily go according to plan. Gave up four earned runs over a combined 2 2/3. However, an extremely small sample size, and he gets to wipe the slate clean as he enters 2023 play today against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. A Blue Claws team, Justin, today led by Matt Osterberg, the lefty going up against Stewart, who has, let's call it, a little bit more experience per se as far as the timeline is concerned, but still only a couple years into the Phillies organization, entering his third full season, a former 15th round pick in the 2021 MLB draft. So two youngsters on the bump trying to prove that they have what it takes to compete at the high A level.
Yeah, and Osterberg split his time last year between the rotation and the bullpen with single A Clearwater in the Florida State League. Has actually pitched at the double A level, made one relief appearance, grammatically correct, with double-A Reading last year in the Eastern League, but never has pitched with the Blue Claws throughout his young professional career. Will make his maiden voyage with Jersey Shore today, but a crafty left-handed pitcher, good command, just 15 walks last year in 65 innings, has only walked 23 batters throughout the first, say, 31-some-odd games of his professional career. So very good command for Osterberg. We'll see how the Cyclones attack him, whether they be aggressive or patient on the offensive side of the ball today.
Started 12 of 22 games he appeared in a season ago with low A Clearwater. Once again, it's the Cyclones pregame show alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. We're getting you set for first pitch in this rubber match between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. We'll step aside, come back, give you starting lineups, first pitch, all that, and then game action coming your way shortly from Maimonides Park. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here on the Cyclones pregame show, getting you set for a rubber match between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore on this Easter Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. So let's meet Greg Brodzinski's Blue Claws that he sends out today going up against Tyler Stewart, the Brooklyn righty arm. Marcus Lee Sang leads off and plays left field for Jersey Shore. After him, Hao Yu Lee bats second and plays second base after a pair of hits yesterday. Leandro Pineda is the right fielder batting third. Rickson Wingrove cleans up and plays first base. Wingrove, who went 1-for-5 at the dish in the Jersey Shore win yesterday. Nick Ward batting fifth and playing third base. Anthony Kirion inserted back into the lineup as a catcher after the day off yesterday. Arturo DeFreitas was behind the plate, but it is Kirion back in there today for Jersey Shore. He bats sixth. Casey Martin, the shortstop, is seventh. Andrick Nava, the designated hitter, bats eighth. Jared Carr, the center fielder, rounds out the Jersey Shore order. We'll take a short break here on the Whitecap pregame show, come back and give you the Brooklyn starting lineup, all that and more after the break.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
National anthem in the books, and with that we're just about set for baseball here on a Sunday afternoon between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. We gave you the Blue Claw lineup just prior to our national anthem. Run you down Brooklyn here quick before first pitch. Kevin Kendall leads off for the Cyclones and plays shortstop today. Slides over to the shortstop spot with Cesar Perbesi having the day off. Kevin Parada in the two-hole per usual. Not catching, though. Kevin a day off in the field. He'll be today's designated hitter. Alex Ramirez tries to get his season going in the right direction after a little bit of a slow start. Bats third and plays center field. Stanley Consuegra cleans up. He's out in right. Jalen Palmer, the third baseman, batting fifth. Justin Guerrera plays second base, making his 2023 Cyclones debut. Haven't seen Guerrera yet this year, but he does get the nod in the starting lineup today for this rubber match. After Guerrera, Omar De Los Santos, seventh out in left field. Drake Osborne doing the catching today, with Parada being the designated hitter. Osborne batting eighth and catching. Of course, the battery mate of Brooklyn starter Tyler Stewart. And then rounding out the order, it's Joe Swazi. Joe playing first base today, trying to continue his hot start to the 2023 season. So, Justin, those are the nine that Chris Newell will roll with for game number 3 out of 132 in the regular season. And it's coming up just moments from now from Maimonides Park.
Thank you so much, Johnny. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you as game 3, the rubber match of our season opening series, about to get underway. Tyler Stewart making his Brooklyn debut, 6'9", 250 pounds, 23 years old, from Kankakee, Illinois. The Mets' sixth-round pick last year out of the University of Southern Mississippi. Made just 3 appearances with the Florida Complex League Mets and St. Lucie Mets after being drafted. No record, a 9.82 ERA. Gave up 4 runs on 4 hits, walked 3, struck out 7. In 3 2/3 innings, Marcus Lee Sang over in left field this afternoon will lead off for Jersey Shore. 0-2 yesterday with a run scored, 3 walks, and a pair of stolen bases. Stewart working from the first base side of the rubber. Lee Sang ready the left-hand side of the plate. The windup in our first pitch of the afternoon is in at the knees for a strike, and we are underway at 2:02 Eastern Time. Lee Sang, through the first 2 games for Jersey Shore this year, is 2-for-8 with a double and an RBI as he takes low. Breaking pitch from Stewart. It is 1-1. Beautiful afternoon here in Brooklyn. Not a cloud seen for miles up above. 1-1 from Tyler, and Lee Sang sends that one foul and to the right. It is 1-2. Look at the weather today here in Brooklyn. Still been a little bit chilly, but the sun shining, keeping everybody nice and toasty as we get underway on this Sunday afternoon. Stewart curls the 1-2 pitch, and Lee Sang, a big chopping ball to second. In and to his left, Guerrera right into the lineup. Gets his first chance of the season, and underhand flips to Joe Swazi at first for the game's first out. So always seems to be during a live game, the new guy in the game always seems to get the ball right away. And that's the case for Justin Guerrera, receiving the first ground ball in his first game of the year.
Well, you got to get him up to speed quickly.
Guerrera in his second tenure with the Cyclones, spent some time with the team in 2022. That'll bring up Haoyu Lee. Was a thorn in the Cyclones' side yesterday. Had a couple of hits, RBIs, and a walk. Righty on righty matchup against the Phillies' number 6 farmhand. And the 20-year-old takes inside. 4-1. Lee through the first 2 games. 4 for his first 8. A double, 2 RBIs, and a couple of walks. A 1-0 from Stewart. Lee a sharp ground ball to second. Guerrera to a knee to field it. Double clutch throw sidearm on to Swazi. And Guerrera, 2 games into his season, 2 ground balls, 2 assists. And there are 2 out in the top of the first inning.
Well, he's really getting tested early. Not sure if Justin Guerrera expected to see so much action right off the jump, but he's up to speed and ready to rock and roll over at second base.
That sends up the right fielder today, Leandro Pineda. 4-4 his first 11, 3 doubles, 2 RBIs. Lefty batter looks at a breaking ball, sharply biting down. 1-0. Umpire recruited today, Jacob McConnell behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Sam Carey is on the bases. Stewart sets by the belt, brings his glove up by his eyes. Now the 1-0 pitch. And he paints the outside corner with a strike. It is even at 1-1. Defensively for Brooklyn, left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Stewart hides his eyes with that beige leather mitt. And Pineda watches that dart low. Peeled down to first. He did not go, says Carey. It is 2-1. Third to first around the infield, Jalen Palmer, Kevin Kendall, Justin Guerrero, who we just mentioned, and Joe Swazi. First start in the field this year. Drake Osborne making his Cyclones debut behind the plate. As Pineda watches that leak too far off the outside corner. And Pineda now ahead 3-1 with Rickson Wingrove waiting on deck. The wind, the 3-1 from Stewart. This one powered in the air to right, going back Consuegra in front of the warning track, squares his shoulders towards home and makes the catch to close out a 1-2-3 top half of the first inning. We're through a half here at Maimonides Park in Brooklyn. It's Jersey Shore nothing, and the Cyclones coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network, MILB-TV, and the Valley Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. Matt Osterberg getting ready on the mound for Jersey Shore. Another quick look at the Cyclones starting nine this afternoon, put together by their skipper, Chris Newell. Top third of the order, Kendall, Parada, and Ramirez. Consuegra, Palmer, and Guerrero make up 4, 5, and 6. De Los Santos, Osborne, and Swazi. The bottom third of the Cyclone starting nine. Osterberg, 6'2", 205 pounds, will celebrate his 24th birthday later on this month. Out of Coleman, Wisconsin, was the Phillies' 15th round pick in 2021 out of St. Cloud State. In Minnesota, Kevin Kendall, the start at shortstop today, attacks the first pitch and fouls it off the screen to the left. It is 0-1. Kendall, first start of the year at short, was 2-for-4 yesterday with a walk. 3-for-his-first 10 with an RBI in 2023. And the former UCLA Bruin takes too far inside. It is 1-1. Osterberg last year all but one appearance with single-A Clearwater. As that pitch runs high. 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-6 record with the Blue Claws, or rather the Threshers, at a 3.25 ERA. 22 games, 12 starts, as Kendall watches that miss off the outside corner. 3 straight out of the zone from the southpaw. It is 3-1. 75 hits allowed in 63 2/3. Only walked 15, struck out 52. As Kendall takes low for ball four. And Osterberg, who walked just about over 2 batters per 9 last year, walks the first hitter he faces in 2023 on just 5 pitches.
Well, Brooklyn had only 5 walks yesterday, just a day removed from 12 Cyclone batters getting issued a free pass in the opener. So look for these hitters to have perhaps a bit more plate discipline today than they did yesterday, not swing and miss out of the zone as much.
Brings up Kevin Parada, who had himself a whale of an afternoon yesterday. First pitch of the righty batter, too far inside, sneaks away from Kirion, and Kendall will shuffle on to second base. So a wild pitch, and just like that, Brooklyn a walk and a wild toss puts a man in scoring position with nobody out. Parada yesterday, though, a long solo home run over the left field fence in the third, and nearly hit one through the left field fence at 109 miles an hour in the fourth. 1-0 to Kevin. This is a sharp ground ball to third. Fielded on a hop by Ward. Gobbles it up. Sidearm toss to Wingrove in time. Kendall stays put at second. And there is one out in the bottom of the first. Sends up Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 0 for 5 yesterday with a couple of strikeouts. Slow start to the season for Alex, just one for his first 11. Has struck out 4 times. And something to think about last night, first 2 games, obviously way too small a sample size for the young right-handed swinging center fielder. As Ramirez takes a called strike, it's 0-1. But these last 3 days in Brooklyn, probably the 3 coldest games Alex Ramirez has ever played in his life. Growing up in the Dominican Republic and starting the last 2 years in Port St. Lucie in Florida. Did not join Brooklyn till last July. As that one high 1-0, or rather 1-1. Anyone will tell you who's spent a lot of time around the Northeast growing up or in their adult life, the weather now and the weather on July 4th here at Maimonides Park will be diametrically opposite. 1-1. Ramirez, a sharp ground ball. Ski balls off the mound. Beautiful play by Lee on the hop to his right. Fields behind second in the throw to first in time. Kendall advances to third, but thought after that one bounced off the hill, was going to for sure ricochet into center field for an RBI knock. But Lee stays composed. Man at third, 2 down for Stanley Consuegra.
I'd be stunned if these 3 games weren't the 3 coldest Ramirez has played in throughout his career.
It'll be good to, a good adjustment for Alex as he continues to climb the system. Won't get any warmer in Binghamton and Syracuse in AA and AAA. As Consuegra fouls it back to the right 0-1. And, well, the weather here in Coney Island not going to be all that different than it will be at the start of the season at Citi Field when Alex makes his debut with the Mets. The 0-1, Consuegra outside and low. It is 1-1. Stanley 2-for-9 on the year. Double, no RBIs. And he swings and powers one high in the air, left center field. May have got too far underneath, drifting back. Now racing in, calling off the left fielder. Into his right is Jared Carr. And he'll make the play against the swirling wind to retire the side. So Brooklyn gets a leadoff walk and strands a man at third base at the end of 1, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning on Coney Island. Happy Easter, happy Passover. Hope everyone's having a wonderful opening weekend of the 2023 Brooklyn Cyclones season. Tyler Stewart needed just 11 pitches to retire Jersey Shore in order in the top half of the first inning. Rickson Wingrove, Nick Ward, Anthony Kirion, 3 scheduled to bat for the Blue Claws in the top half of the second inning. Rickson Wingrove will lead it off. Lefty swinger from Australia. Was 1-for-5 with a triple and a run scored yesterday. And the first pitch, the big powerful lefty, is grounded sharply up the middle. Kendall to his left behind the second base back. And the shortstop makes the play on to first for the first out. So one pitch, one out for Stewart in the top half of the second inning. Sends up the third baseman, Nick Ward.
I like the demeanor of Stewart early. He's working quickly, seems very poised. You wouldn't guess, based on his body language out there, that this is his first start at the high A level.
Now the veteran, Nick Ward. 1-for-5 yesterday, drove in a run, scored once, and the lefty batter sees a breaking ball dip in by his shoelaces. It is 1-1. And at no strikes. Ward on the year through the first 2 games, 2-4-8 with an RBI. He's also stolen a couple of bags. 1-0 pitch from Stewart. And Ward, a chopper up the middle to his right. The second baseman, Guerrera, double clutch. Off balance throw in time to get him for the second out. Beautifully done by Justin Guerrera. Has been immediately thrown into the fire at second base. Five batters, three have been hit to second. And two out in the top of the second inning. It's only been three pitches for Stewart in the frame.
And that's tough luck for Wingrove and Ward. Two really hard hit balls on the ground that both easily they could have reached safely on, but that Brooklyn infield up to the task.
Now it's the catcher, Anthony Kirion. He watches that skip in the dirt for ball one. Kirion, 2-for-5 on opening day with a double and an RBI. Had the day off yesterday. Arturo De Freitas made the start for the Blue Claws instead. Brooklyn today wearing the alternate light blue jerseys once again, the 1-0. And that paints the outside corner. A strike, it's 1-1. Brooklyn, orange script lettering across the chest, white numerals front and back with an orange border. The back of that blue jersey fades up into white by the shoulders, showing off the Brooklyn and New York City skyline, the 1-1. Kirion rolls one to third. To his left, Palmer. Overhand throw low, and Swazi couldn't quite scoop it out. Tried to barehand it off the missed pick, but not in time, says the base umpire, Carey. And we'll see how that one is ruled, but Kirion is Jersey Shore's first base runner today. And it will go down as an E5 on Jalen Palmer. So an error on the throw. And the inning continues for Casey Martin. Martin, righty batter, third round pick out of Arkansas, 2-4 his first 10 here in 23. And he attacks the first pitch off the end of the bat into right. Going towards the line to his left, Consuegra, and as he ranges from fair to foul ground, makes the running grab to close out another brief top half of the inning. Tyler Stewart needed just 7 pitches to face 4 batters and retire 3 of them. At the end of 1.5, still a scoreless affair. Cyclones and Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Back here for the bottom half of the second inning. Cyclones and Blue Claws scoreless. And Johnny, you're telling me, update on a Cyclones alum from across the boroughs in Queens right now.
Some news trickling in from Citi Field. Francisco Alvarez, an RBI single to cut into a 3-0 Marlins lead. It's now 3-1. Hopefully the first of many for the young catching prospect.
Well, congratulations to Francisco Alvarez, top prospect in the Mets organization. Jalen Palmer swings at the first pitch and misses and takes the second down and away. It is 1-1. Palmer has had a strong start to the year, although he's still looking for his first hit. Is 0-6, but has reached on 5 walks. He takes a called strike on the inner half. It is 1-2. Palmer yesterday 0-4, walked and struck out twice. Righty against lefty. Osterberg comes home. And he can't quite find the down and inside corner. And it runs even 2-2. Defensively for Jersey Shore, left to right in the outfield, Lee Sank, Carr, and Pineda. Third to first around the horn for Greg Brodzinski, Nick Ward, Casey Martin, Haoyu Lee, and Rickson Wingrove, with Anthony Kirion doing the catching behind the plate. 2-2 from Osterberg. Palmer checks his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. On appeal, says the base umpire, Sam Carey. That's the first high A strikeout in the career of Matt Osterberg. One away in the bottom half of the second inning for the second baseman, Justin Guerrera.
It's got to be a good feeling for Alvarez. Of course, all the expectations that come with him getting promoted to the major league level and producing early.
Justin Guerrera up for his first at-bat of the season, and he takes low for ball one. It's 1-0. Guerrera appeared in 16 games with Brooklyn last year, was just 5-for-48. Overall, hit 186 between here and St. Lucie. As he waves and misses, it's 1-1. Added 13 home runs and 45 RBIs. Was the Mets' 20th round pick in 2021. And he takes up and away. And count runs, two balls and one strike. Jersey Shore today wearing the road grays. 2-1. This powered high in the air down the left field line. This one drifting well foul. Look up by Luna Park and Nathans. It is two balls and two strikes. Might get a souvenir with your hot dog. Two-two pitch to the righty batter. And Guerrera dribbles one to the right of home plate. And stays alive at 2-2. Third to first around the infield. Mentioned Ward, Martin Lee, and Wingrove. Kirion behind the plate. Jersey Shore in gray. Jersey Shore across the chest in light blue. The 2-2. Anthony, strike three call. Back-to-back strikeouts for Matt Osterberg to begin the bottom half of the second. And two quick outs in the inning. Sends up the left fielder Omar De Los Santos.
And maybe it's a result of the pitch clock, Justin, but much like Stewart, Osterberg out there on the mound right now just seems to be in total control, not letting the game take him, but rather he's controlling the pace of the game.
That's what you want to see from a starting pitcher as he develops. Being able to control and dictate the tempo of the game as De Los Santos takes low for ball one. Obviously within reason with the new timing rules with the pitch clock.
It's almost an essential now.
Down and away, 2-0. But it's interesting when I hear that, you know, pitchers grabbing the ball, just rearing back, ready to go as soon as they get it back from the catcher. That down and in for ball three to De Los Santos. It feels like a new thing because games have continued to stretch out longer and longer since the time you and I were born till about a couple of years ago, the 3-0. In for a called strike, it's 3-1. But go back to our parents' generation and older than that, that's how it always was. You go back and watch Louis Tiant and Tom Seaver, some of the other great pitchers from that generation, as De Los Santos takes high for ball four. Second walk issued by Osterberg today breaks up the streak of five in a row retired by the Southpaw. Sends up the catcher Drake Osborne for his first at-bat as a member of the Cyclones. But it's just interesting, I feel like sports, baseball in particular, tends to come in cycles. And after some time where it felt like hitters and pitchers were trying to take advantage of the rules given to them, slowly working our way back to what it was in the older generation. Oh, it just wasn't a rule back then. As Osborne takes high for ball one. Osborne last year, injury-shortened campaign with the St. Lucie Mets. 28 games, hit .221, three homers, 16 batted in, and he crushes one. Deep left field. Back goes Lee Sang to the warning track in front of the fence, and he's going to make the play to end the inning. The American flag in straightaway center field blowing straight in towards us. Looked like Osborne clobbered it off the bat with a ballpark big enough to hold it. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits. One left on a free pass at the end of two. No score. We'll have a special guest, our kitcaster of the game. Brought to you by our friends at David Buster's after these messages. On the tour or on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the third inning here in Brooklyn, New York on Coney Island. Cyclones and Blue Claws are scoreless through two innings of play. Pitcher's duel to this point. Really thought Osborne put a charge into that one, was headed for Kevin Parada territory before the wind beat it down. But as we move to the top half of the third inning, we hand the play-by-play microphone over to my partner in crime. That is Johnny Gudamowicz.
Thanks so much, Justin. Tyler Stewart, Brooklyn starter, having faced just one off the minimum so far through two innings of work when Anthony Kirion reached on an error, 8-9-1 here in the top of the third, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike to Andrick Nava, the designated hitter today for Jersey Shore. Haven't seen Nava yet in this series, but he does get the nod during this rubber match game three. Stewart ready to deal with 0-1, paints a fastball on the outer half for a called strike. And again, Tyler ahead 0-2, working quickly and getting ahead early in counts. That's been a motif so far for the big righty arm Stewart. Infield playing straight up. Here comes an 0-2 delivery. It's a breaking ball that misses below the zone for ball one. Stewart does like that sinker. It's one of his primary pitches, complements it with a fastball, slider, and change. Working from his full windup here, no score with the bases empty. We're in the top of the third. Gets the sign from the catcher Osborne, kicks and deals. Misses low yet again, and Nava wisely lays off, and the count now 2-2 to the left-handed designated hitter, Andrick Nava. In his sixth season with the Philadelphia Phillies organization, signed back in July of 2018 as an international free agent. 2-2 to him. Chops it back foul into the netting. And we'll try it again at two balls and two strikes. Spent the entirety of 2021 on the injured list, did Nava. Right shoulder labrum sprain that kept him sidelined. Returned in 2022 and split time between Jersey Shore and Low A Clearwater. Waiting on a 2-2. Takes a called strike three right down the pipe. So Stewart got ahead 0-2. Nava fought to even it back up at 2 apiece, but Tyler wins that battle. And there's one gone with the 9-batter Jared Carr set to come to bat. First strikeout of Tyler Stewart's high A career, a backwards K.
That strikeout brought to you by our friends at Jack Lock and Solo and Company. Our pain in the corner strikeouts always brought to you by our good friends at Jack Lock and Solo and Company.
Another lefty batter, it's Jared Carr, who takes the first pitch about a foot outside for ball one. And the count 1-0. Carr operating out of the 9 spot for Jersey Shore today after batting 7th yesterday. He did round out the Blue Claw order back on opening day. 1-0 pitch, a slow number down the third baseline. This will be trouble. Stewart over to get it. He doesn't touch it at all, and Carr is safe easily. Just perfectly placed that ball to a point where neither Stewart nor the third baseman Palmer really had a chance to make a play.
Yeah, back in my playing days, that's what we called the Justin Rock special, the old swinging bunt up the third baseline. Jared Carr's speed too good to beat it out, and Palmer and Stewart, only thing they could do is watch it go, and hopefully it kicked a blade of grass, a little rubber pellet, and rolled into foul ground.
So that our first base hit of the ball game on either side, and now Stewart will shift gears from the windup to the stretch. Back to the top of the order for Marcus Lee Seng, who takes a first pitch darted fastball in there for a called strike one. It's 0-1 with one gone, and Carr standing off of first base. Lee Seng 0-2 yesterday, but did walk three times. Came around to score once as well in an 8-6 Jersey Shore win. 0-1 pitch. Skied on the left side, taking De Los Santos, the left fielder, towards foul ground, and it lands in the seats. So a quick 0-2 hole for Marcus Wiesheng, 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to Brooklyn second baseman Justin Guerrera to get this game started back in the top of the first. Wiesheng spent the majority of last season with Clearwater, was promoted to Jersey Shore on August 1st, went on to play 18 games with the Blue Claws, hit .254. Waiting on an 0-2 pitch, we'll see if Stewart wastes one. He throws over to check on the runner, who is back in time. But closer than I'm sure Jared Carr, the runner on first base, would have liked for it to be. Joe Swazi, Brooklyn first baseman, holding him on. And we'll see if Carr takes as aggressive of a lead here before Stewart deals an 0-2. Righty on lefty. Stewart set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Misses just off the plate, and the count now 1-2 to Carr. Or pardon me, Wiesheng with Carr on first base. An open stance for the Jersey Shore leadoff man. It's a scoreless tie here in the top of the third. The count 1-2 with one gone. Brewster middle infield playing double play depth. 1-2 pitch, wave and a miss. There goes the runner. Throw down, not in time. It was an ugly hack from Marcus Wiesheng, who got caught up. Carr does take second base. The throw down from Osborne was not in time. So a runner in scoring position, but there are two gone. Tyler Stewart has his second punch out of the frame.
That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Jack Lock and Solo and Company. For all your painting needs, visit them in Brooklyn.
Now it falls on the shoulders of Hao Yu Lee, the number 6 Philadelphia Phillies prospect. Steps up now with a runner on second base, but it looks like a balk will be called against Stewart that allows Carr to advance up to third before a pitch is even thrown.
Chris Newell out on the first step of the dugout just to get a clarification for why the balk was called. And I think now Osborne asking for a clarification as well, as he just looked up towards the home plate umpire. Now that's, Newell's coming out.
It's not the first balk we've seen in this series.
I think Stewart thinks he asks for time and then stepped off.
Perhaps time was never officially granted.
That's the only thing I can think of. That's why Stewart, Osborne, and the Cyclones were a little bit confused. Speaking to both umpires at second base and behind the dish.
Jacob McConnell calling the balls and strikes today. Sam Carey, the base umpire. Newell conversing with McConnell and Stewart having a chat with Carey. So everyone just making sure they're all on the same page before we progress further into this top of the third inning. Still a scoreless tie. Jared Carr 90 feet from scoring with two outs and maybe Jersey Shore's best hitter, Hao Yu Lee, up to bat. Lee working on back-to-back multi-hit days, the youngest player on this Blue Claws roster at 20 years old. First pitch. Breaking ball misses off the plate. Good job by Osborne to block that ball with the chest protector, keep it down in front of him, and make sure that Carr over at third didn't get any ideas. Hao Yu Lee, the villain of the game here at the ballpark. He's got the Darth Vader helmet overlapped over his head on our scoreboard in left center field. 1-0 pitch. Misses up and away for ball two. So Lee not fooled there, and he's ahead on Stewart, who's laboring out there on the bump right now, pacing around. He has to hurry, though. Pitchers don't have the luxury of being able to pace around for as long as they might like. He's got five on the pitch clock here. Kicks and deals. A strike called right down the middle in the count. Now 2-1 to Lee. A .284 hitter a year ago. A pair of RBIs yesterday with a walk as well. His second full season in the Phillies organization. 2-1 pitch. Some sweet gin music as Lee leans back. Up and in fastball, and the count now 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Stewart trying to keep this a scoreless tie here in the third. He deals. Fastball called strike. And the count 3-2. Stewart really mixing his spots. We've seen him go high, low, inside, outside, what have you. And now a crucial payoff pitch coming here to Lee. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. A healthy lead for Carr off of third base. The pitch misses down and away for ball four. So men on the corners with two outs. And that brings up Leandro Pineda.
First walk of the day for Cyclones pitching, and Victor Ramos with Stewart in trouble really for the first time in his Cyclones career, going to come out of the dugout and try and settle him down.
Brooklyn starting pitching has struggled a bit through this opening weekend series. Of course, Ramon Gomez back on opening day lasted only two-thirds of an inning and surrendered four runs. Wasn't quite as bad for Dylan Tabrak yesterday. Tabrak, three innings of three-run ball. But Stewart, should he get out of this top of the third here, would have maybe at least through the first three innings the best outing that a Brooklyn starter has had yet in 2023. But he's got to deal with the meat of this Jersey Shore batting order, and Pineda, who stands in now, makes his way up to that lefty batter's box as the mound visit is dispersed. Victor Ramos back to the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. Drake Osborne back behind the plate. And now Stewart back into his stretch. Carr on third, Lee on first. And Pineda standing in. First pitch. Misses down and away, ball one, and the count 1-0. Pineda 0-for-1 today. Flew out to right to conclude the top of the first inning. Coming off a 1-for-5 day yesterday where he struck out. 1-0 pitch. In there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. He did have three hits, including two doubles back on opening day, did Pineda, drove in two runs.
Also worth noting, three of his four hits this season have all gone to the opposite field.
Waits on a 1-1 pitch from Stewart, delivers. Backdoor slider, outside ball one. Osborne bluffed the throw, now over to third. Oh, we didn't get him. A heads-up throw by Drake Osborne, who pumped to second. Got the runner on third, Carr to bite. And by the time Osborne lasered it back over to the hot corner, Palmer applied the tag, but Carr was back just in the nick of time.
That was a great move by Osborne. It's sometimes a risky play there. Runner at third, two out. Do you risk it? Potential throwing error allows the run to score, but an accurate toss just missed him.
So two in scoring position, a 1-1 pitch. In there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. So Pineda now needing to get defensive, trying to break this scoreless tie here in the top of the third with men on second and third. There are two outs. Two balls, two strikes. Stewart, a short windup. He delivers. Chopper right back to the pitcher, Stewart, who charges in. Now it's Osborne instead, the catcher, but a foul ball. That ball took a sharp hook to the right. Thought maybe Stewart would have a play on it. But it was the catcher, Osborne, who called him off. But it trickled foul just at the last moment. And everybody back to where they just were.
Yeah, it's a tough situation on a play like that. You already saw how Jersey Shore got the leadoff man on, a similar play to the opposite baseline. But Stewart trying to make a quick play on it. Looked like either he or Osborne would have a chance at getting Pineda, but Pineda runs well too. And obviously some question as to whether it would have been a play at first, and had there not been, run would have scored.
Rickson Wingrove on deck would be next. Should Stewart not retire Pineda here? Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Cut out and missed strike three. He got him. Stewart works himself out of a jam and keeps us scoreless as we head to the bottom of the third. Don't go anywhere. We've got a special guest for you on deck when the Cyclones come to bat here in the home third. No score. You're listening to it on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on MILB TV and the Valley Sports app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
go to the bottom half of the third inning here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, and we are joined now by our David Busters Kit Caster of the game, the first one of the season, welcoming in Solly from West Long Branch, New Jersey. Solly, your first Cyclones game here today. How you doing? You having a good time?
Yeah, I really am.
What's been your favorite part of the game so far? No pressure to say this.
The sausage?
Ooh, okay.
Can't go wrong with a nice sausage on a Sunday afternoon at the ballpark. Works in perfectly on a sunny Sunday afternoon as Joe Swazi takes ball one. Bounces the next one to third. Fielded to his left by Ward. Throw to first in time for the first out of the inning. Solly, you a big baseball fan? Who's your favorite team?
The Mets.
The Mets. Who's your favorite player?
That's what we like to hear.
Max Scherzer.
Max
really?
Scherzer.
Okay.
You try and imitate Scherzer when you're out there on the mound?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So Scherzer, your favorite pitcher. What about your favorite hitter?
DeGrom.
Okay.
Lefty's first pitch to the top of the order in Kevin Kendall. It is 1-0. So you're here in Brooklyn at a Cyclones game for the first time. What's it like seeing all the roller coasters and all the amusement rides out beyond the outfield wall? You ever been in a ballpark like that?
No. Cool. I never have.
You want to go out? You want to try and ride the roller coaster during the game and try and do two things at once? Watch a baseball game and take a ride?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Are you a roller coaster fan? Do you like amusement rides and stuff like that?
Yes.
Awesome.
Really.
Very cool. Well, you got to go check out. Take your pick. You got so many to choose from.
This one fouled away by Kendall. And it's two balls and two strikes on the Cyclones leadoff hitter. Nobody on, one out here in the bottom half of the third inning. Justin Rock joined alongside Johnny Gadamowicz and our kit caster of the game, Solly from West Long Branch, New Jersey. Fouled back. It is still 2-2 on Kevin Kendall. Have you ever been to a minor league baseball game before, Solly?
No.
No? We'll have to have you back out here at the Cyclones game again. Are you going to take our job in a couple years?
Maybe.
We should be worried.
We should definitely be worried. The 2-2, and Kendall fouls it off his foot before it rolls into fair territory up the first base line. It remains at two balls and two strikes. Do you remember going to your first baseball game, Solly?
Yeah.
What, was that a Citi Field? Was that a Mets game?
Yeah.
Well, did they win?
No.
Nah. Okay,
who'd they play?
The Phillies.
Oh, really? Okay, now here you are with the Mets minor league team against the Phillies minor league team.
Yeah.
A full circle moment.
We love to see it. It's funny how those things tend to work out as Kendall out in front of an off-speed pitch and strikes out for the second out in the bottom half of the third inning. Sends up the designated hitter, Kevin Parada. Parada, the Mets' first-round pick from last year, and a long home run yesterday. Joined by our kid caster of the game, Solly. Have you ever thought about doing play-by-play before? Or this is your first time putting on a headset pretending to be a broadcaster?
It's my first time.
As Parada fouls the first pitch back into the right, it is 0-1.
It is pretty cool. You get to talk sports. Who doesn't love to do that? Is baseball your favorite sport?
No.
Okay, what else do you like?
Chess and wrestling.
Okay, very cool.
So we already know Solly is the smartest person out of this three-man group. As I have been trying to figure out chess since I was about probably Solly's age, and I still haven't figured it out at age 31. So you're going to have to teach me sometime, Solly. How's that sound?
Good.
You and me both.
The Penn State and Syracuse education for both of us did not come with a chess.
Nope.
A chess explanation mixed in between there as Parada takes up and away.
Although, what was that recent TV show, The Queen's Gambit?
Queen's Gambit. Are you a fan of that one, Solly? Or?
I was watching a couple of episodes, and my mom was like, you can't watch this anymore.
That's the extent of my chess.
I was going to say, that was my question. Is I don't know. I haven't watched it before. I didn't know if that would have been it would have been age-appropriate. But, hey, well, give it a couple of years, and you'll be right back in it, and you'll probably be ready to prove all the chess moves wrong in that TV show. As Parada takes in the dirt. Count runs even, two balls and two strikes. Bases empty, two out. Bottom of the third inning, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz, and our kit caster of the game. That is Solly from West Long Branch, New Jersey. The 2-2. Swung on and missed, struck him out to end the inning. Solly, you have a fun time up here in the booth?
Yes.
Absolutely. What's going to be looking forward to anything else the rest of the game today?
Hoping somebody hits a dinger.
Hoping somebody hits a dinger. So we're going to have to give Solly a shout-out on the broadcast today if and when somebody hits one out. So no pressure to everyone at the Cyclones dugout. Got to hit one out for Solly today. Solly, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had a great time, and you're welcome back up here at the press box in our booth anytime you want. How's that sound?
Good.
Awesome. Solly from West Long Branch, New Jersey, our first Dave and Buster's Kid Caster of the season. We'll be back for the top of the fourth after these words on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Go to the top half of the fourth inning. Tyler Stewart against Rickson Wingrove in the play-by-play duties. Back to Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin, thank you so much. As we had our kidcaster Solly on for the bottom half of the third inning. We now go to the top of the fourth. It's still a scoreless tie. Tyler Stewart back out for another inning of work, and Rickson Wingrove, the cleanup man, up to bat. The count 1-1 to him after he chopped back a 1-0 offering foul into the backstop. So Reddy's on a 1-0 as Stewart, out of the windup, offers. Fastball misses well high. And the count now 2-1 to Rickson Wingrove.
That was great having Solly on, our first kid caster of the game of the season.
He's got a future in the booth.
He absolutely does.
Stewart ready to deal with 2-1 pitch. He fires, and it's in there for a called strike. Tyler Stewart, an interesting story. Someone who was a three-sport star at Hersher High School in Illinois, both on the diamond, on the gridiron, and on the hardwood, but particularly on the baseball diamond, of course, is 2-2 pitch down and in for ball three, and Wingrove works the count full. In fact, his senior year, he was a two-way stud. A 1.06 ERA and 117 strikeouts to go with six home runs and a batting average of .466. Justin, I know sometimes at the high school level it's common for numbers to jump off the page, but to do it on both ends as successful as Stewart did, this one a ground ball to the second baseman Guerrera over to first in time, and there's one away. Safe to say that he checked all the boxes during his days at Hersher High School.
And it just goes to show you that you do not need to be a one-sport athlete in order to reach your goals at the professional level. And Tyler Stewart, a prime example of that, as are many of these players on the field, whether they be from the U.S. or abroad. Part of the skill set is being able to learn how to do different things, and there are different sports that give you different skills that benefit each one.
Nick Ward next takes the first pitch outside for ball one. It is almost sad in a sense that, you know, nowadays it feels like you see young athletes tend to specialize towards one sport. 1-0 fastball misses upstairs for ball two. So early, even from middle school days, sometimes even earlier on, it's you're in season, then when you're off season, it's not, oh no, go play a different sport. It's training and practice and tournaments and what have you. As a 2-0 is popped up over the backstop foul, and the count now 2-1, that kids of, you know, today's athletic youth don't necessarily experiment as much across different sports beyond just baseball, beyond just basketball.
Instead, it's that one sport 12 months a year in an effort to really try to make it big. 2-1. Misses inside for ball three, but couldn't agree with you more in saying that Stewart, a prime example of the fact that you don't have to specialize early on, even as late as high school. You can do more than one. No score here. We're in the top of the fourth. Bases empty, one gone, and a 3-1 pitch hit on a laser to right field, trickling just foul. That ball would have been gone had it stayed fair. A scorcher off the bat of Nick Ward, who just pulled it down that right field line a bit too far right. And the count now 3-2 with the bases empty and one out.
Well, Stewart with that 6'9" frame, I'm sure, was dominant in his high school basketball days just from size and athleticism alone.
The infield, a slight shift to the right, nothing crazy. Palmer with some space between him and the third baseline. Payoff pitch, misses outside ball four. So it's a one-out base runner for Jersey Shore as Nick Ward will advance up to first base and the catcher Anthony Kirion set to come to bat.
And you go back to the multi-sport thing. And never really slowed down that Bo Jackson guy back in the day.
Look no further than he is a prime example.
But, you know, you just look at, you know, sports throughout. I've worked in Daytona last year, had a center fielder, Jay Allen II. Was a high school football quarterback. When the football season was over, he was on the basketball team as a guard. And when the basketball season was over, he played baseball. And was obviously a first-round pick.
Kirion checks his swing. They say he did go around, did home plate umpire Jacob McConnell. So the count now 0-1 to the Jersey Shore catcher with Ward off of first base. Stewart working out of his stretch. The 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. And Stewart ahead in the count yet again. It's 0-2.
And for Stewart's case, the practical benefits, a pitcher, a talented right arm, a gifted right arm, playing some other sports to give that right arm a little bit of a rest and a break and keep it nice and fresh as he continues on in his now pro career.
0-2. Tripped up on the mound and misses outside for ball one. Stewart looked like just lost his footing as he came true towards home.
Yeah, you always get nervous when you see a play like that. You wonder if it was something else, but looked like maybe his plant foot got a little bit caught up with his cleat. And now the Cyclones training and coaching staff going to come out and just make sure. Paul Gonzalez, Victor Ramos, Chris Newell.
Which, of course, you can't blame them for. And an interesting sequence is Stewart did lose the footing and had a bit of an awkward delivery towards home. So we'll wait on a 1-2 pitch with one out and Ward still off of first base. Stewart, of course, as we mentioned earlier in the show, played collegiately at Southern Mississippi. Struggled a little bit early on during his collegiate career in 2021. His first really truly healthy season with Southern Miss. He had an ERA over 7 in 13 appearances, all out of the bullpen. But 2022 was really when he took a step in the right direction. 22 games, a 3.38 ERA in 40 innings. Four of those 22 appearances starts. And as he continues throughout his minor league career now, the plan and the hope is that more often than not, his appearances are from a starting standpoint rather than a relieving standpoint. Mound visit is dispersed. 1-2 pitch misses outside. There goes the runner. The throw down, not in time. Ward just got under the tag of the second baseman, Guerrera. It was a solid throw from Osborne, but Ward got a good jump and a good secondary lead as soon as that ball was released from Stewart, enabled him to slide in safely, so a man in scoring position, and only one out for Kirion. Stewart dangles his right arm over his frame, now comes set at the belt, ready to deal a 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss, strike three. Fooled Kirion, who whiffed on the breaking ball, and a big-time punch-out from Stewart for out number two, his fourth K of the afternoon.
And that painting the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Jack Lock and Solo and Company for all your painting needs. Visit them in Brooklyn.
Casey Martin will try to keep the inning moving for the Blue Claws. Still no score if you're just joining us. We're in the top of the fourth with two gone and a man on second. First pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count now 0-1 to Casey Martin. 0-1 today. Flew out to right field to end the top of the second inning. We've seen Martin all weekend for this Blue Claws squad. 0-1, hit off the handle of the bat, foul on the right side, and he falls behind quickly 0-2. 1-for-5 yesterday. Had an illustrious collegiate career at Arkansas. A 3-11 hitter during his three-year career. A college baseball preseason All-American. All-SEC second-teamer. Member of the Arkansas team that went to the 2018 College World Series. 0-2 misses outside. And the count 1-2. That Razorback squad losing to Oregon State in Omaha in the final that year.
That was a loaded Arkansas team a couple years ago, too.
Waiting on a 1-2 pitch with two gone, runner on second. Stewart stares him down, offers, swing and a miss, strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning for Tyler Stewart, and back-to-back punchouts to end the top of the fourth and keep us scoreless. Home fourth coming up from Maimonides Park. We'll step aside. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball and watching it on MILB-TV and the Valley Sports app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Alex Ramirez stands in to start this bottom of the fourth inning, and the first pitch to him misses outside for ball one. Thanks so much to Colby Kubicek for voicing that welcome back for us. 1-0 pitch, line down the third baseline, that's fair. Ramirez takes a big turn around first. He's charging in towards second. It's a stand-up double for Ramirez.
Exactly what Alex needed after a 1-for-13 start to his season, rather 1-for-12 to his campaign. Able to get out in front there, drive that ball down the left field line into the corner. Sets up Kinzweger with a chance to drive in the game's first run.
And that the first hit of the afternoon for Brooklyn, who now has a prime opportunity to pounce on Matt Osterberg with Ramirez off of second and nobody out as Stanley Kinzweger stands in. Osterberg from the stretch, his first offering. Misses for ball one and the count 1-0. That has to feel good for Alex Ramirez, who had four strikeouts through his first two games for whatever reason. Just struggled to find his footing early on in this season for Brooklyn. 1-0 pitch to Consuegra. Misses down and in for ball two. And Stanley ahead 2-0. Consuegra up now. Jalen Palmer on deck. Justin Guerrera after him. Still no score here in the bottom of the fourth. The southpaw Osterberg looks back towards Ramirez. Now deals. Grounded on the left side, right to the shortstop, Martin, over to first in time as Ramirez stays put at second base.
Low throw from short there by Martin. Nice job by Wingrove not only to make the backhanded pick, but also use his off right hand to be able to make sure that ball stayed within his webbing.
So one away with Jalen Palmer now at the dish, and Ramirez still patiently standing off of second base. Palmer 0-for-1 today, struck out swinging back in the second inning. Bat off his right shoulder. First pitch, sliced foul on the right side. And the count 0-1. Jalen still in search of his first base hit in 2023. 0-for-7 on the year thus far with 4 strikeouts. Did have that 4-walk game back on opening day. Second time he's done that in his career. Osterberg steps off and looks back. Ramirez, wearing his blue hoodie underneath the jersey, makes his way back to the bag. And Osterberg now toes that first base side of the rubber. His attention focused towards home, ready to deal in 0-1. Ramirez, a healthy lead. Here's the pitch. Chopped back foul into the netting behind home plate. And Palmer is behind quickly 0-2. Neither team with a run. Each squad with one hit so far. One error on the Brooklyn side as well. For a series that has seen oh so much offense so far. A much different narrative here today. 0-2. Foul tip held. Strike 3. Palmer down on strikes. And there's 2 gone. Fifth strikeout of the afternoon so far for Matt Osterberg. So after a leadoff double issued to Alex Ramirez, Osterberg induces the ground out from Consuegra and then strikes out Palmer in short order to make this a much more manageable scenario here in the bottom of the fourth. We'll see if Justin Guerrera has anything to say about that. Lefty arm on righty bat. Pickoff attempt as Ramirez dives back in safely, gets that right hand back on the bag. Osterberg did a little bit of a spinorama before he let that ball fly over to second. Not a bad pickoff move whatsoever. A quick twist and throw. But it looks like ball one issued against Osterberg. Now he deals, and a ground ball hit by Guerrera foul on the third baseline. So an interesting sequence. Either way, the count 1-1 to Justin Guerrera with Ramirez still standing off of second base. Sunday afternoon at the ballpark. Thanks so much for being with us or coming on out to Maimonides Park for this opening weekend 2023. Cyclones off tomorrow before they hit the road to Winston-Salem on Tuesday. 1-1 pitch. Misses down and into Guerrera, and the count now 2-1. The first road trip of 2023 on the horizon. It's Brooklyn and the Winston-Salem Dash for a Tuesday to Sunday six-game series. The first six-game set of the year, 2-1. Ground ball right to the shortstop. Martin goes to first and retires Guerrera. So the leadoff double from Ramirez does not loom large in the home fourth for Brooklyn as Osterberg sits down the next three batters after that leadoff double. Keeps us scoreless here as we have hit the end of inning number 4 and the Blue Claws coming to bat in the top of the fifth. We'll step aside. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
We head to the fifth in a scoreless tie. Still zeros up on the scoreboard on both sides. The Cyclones with one hit. Jersey Shore with one hit as well. And a new pitcher in the game for Brooklyn, Jordan Keeburn. Justin, take it away.
First pitch in a Cyclones uniform for Giebler across for a strike. And the count is 0-1 on Andrick Nava. Struck out looking. His first time up in the third. No score in the top of the fifth. And Giebler's fastball knee high for a strike. And the count runs quickly to 0-2. Giebler in his first full professional season with the Mets. And the righty's 0-1. Fouled off, foul of play towards the third base side. And it's no balls and two strikes on the Blue Claws designated hitter. Giebler standing at 6'3", 215 pounds, 23 years old from Pasadena, Maryland. The 0-2, high, it is one ball and two strikes. What are the odds of that? You've got a pitcher from Pasadena, Maryland, and you've got a catcher on the roster from Pasadena, California. The 1-2 pitch to Nava. Giebler spikes that one in the dirt. It's even at two balls and two strikes. Giebler, undrafted free agent signee last year out of Virginia Tech. Made seven appearances between single A and double A. One outing with the double A Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Most of the time with the St. Lucie Mets as Nava takes low for ball three. So from 0-2 to 3-2 on the leadoff batter in the fifth. Giebler, six appearances, four starts in the FSL, 1-0. An ERA of 5, struck out 25 in 27 innings. The payoff pitch from the righty. This is a sharp ground ball back up the middle and through into center field, a base hit. Just to the right of the second base bag, Ramirez will fire it back in. First hit of the season for Andrick Nava. And the Blue Claws have the leadoff man on to start the top half of the fifth.
Jersey Shore's only two hits so far today coming from their eight hitter, Nava, and Carr, their nine hitter, who stands in now.
First time the Blue Claws have put the leadoff man on base today. Jared Carr, an infield base hit to third. Stole a base, was stranded at third in the opening plate appearance for him. That was in the third inning, and he takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Giebler, prior to signing with the Mets, had been pitching for the Frederick Keys in the MLB Draft League. Same team that Dylan Tabrock, yesterday's starter, pitched for the season prior. As Carr, a heavy swing and a foul back to the padded wall behind the plate. And Giebler in the driver's seat once again, 0-2. And a 4.96 ERA there. Started his college career at Mount St. Mary's in Maryland. Played four seasons there before grad transferring to Va Tech last spring. As Carr takes off the plate away, it is one ball. And two strikes. Final line for Cyclone starter Tyler Stewart. What a way to make his Brooklyn debut. Best start of the season for the Clones. The 1-2 pitch coming to Carr. Righty from the stretch, and Jared powers one down the right field line. Bangs off an empty seat back down towards the lower level. And will remain at 1-2 on the Jersey Shore center fielder. But Stewart, four innings, no runs, one hit, walk two, struck out five. Was called for a balk, 63 pitches and 36 strikes. Giebler from the first base side, the 1-2. Just a hair low, maybe a bit inside. Great spot from the right-hander, but does not get the benefit of the doubt. It is 2-2. Top of the 3 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Rubber match of the season opening series between the Phillies and Mets affiliates. The 2-2 pitch. Down and in. It's a full count. Snap throw behind the runner at first. And just barely able to maneuver himself around the tag from Swazi is Nava. And for the second straight at bat, Jersey Shore has worked the count from 0-2 to 3-2. Top of the lineup in Marcus Lee Sang waiting on deck. Third baseman Palmer off the line. The payoff pitch on the outside corner. Strike three called. First Cyclone strikeout in the career of Jordan Giebler. And there is one out in the top half of the fifth inning. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Jack Lock and Solo and Company. For all your painting needs, visit them in Brooklyn.
Well, Carr knew it too. The second that ball popped into the mid of Osborne, he started making his way back toward the Jersey Shore dugout.
Marcus Lee Sang, the hitter, and the lefty swinging left fielder Looks at it called strike chest high. It is 0-1. Lee Sang 0 for 2 today. Grounded out to second in the first. Struck out against Stewart last time in the third. Sun still shining on the diamond. Shadows creeping in from behind home plate as Lee Sang slices one off the netting on top of the Cyclones' first base dugout, a foul ball. Third straight 0-2 count for Jordan Gieber out of the bullpen. Righty deals. And Lee Sang watches that miss down and away. And the count, one ball and two strikes. Right now here in Coney Island, 50 degrees. Wind chill closer to 47. About 14-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the south-southwest. American flag in center blowing straight in towards us. A 1-2 pitch. Just off the inside corner. Great spot with a two-strike count. Osborne couldn't quite maneuver his mitt to manufacture a strike call. It's 2-2. Haoyu Lee, dangerous infielder waiting on deck. The 2-2 pitch, down and in. And Lee Sang watches that miss by his shoot tops. And for the third straight plate appearance, Giver has jumped ahead 0-2. Only for the count to bounce back full. This will already be the 20th pitch of the inning for the native of Maryland. 3-2, runner stays put, and that's low for ball four. So a one-out walk to Marcus Lee Sang. Jersey Shore with two on, one out in the top of the fifth. The top prospect on the roster, Haoyu Lee. One of the best scoring opportunities for Jersey Shore today. First time since the third inning they've had multiple runners on base.
Really best scoring opportunity for maybe either squad so far today when you think about how little action we've seen on the base paths.
0-1 with a walk is Lee. Breaking pitch shuffles low. And it's 1-0 on the native of Taiwan. Lee off to a marvelous start this year, has also stolen a base this afternoon. Grounded out to second, his first time up in the opening inning. Nava at second, Lee Sang at first in a scoreless game, the 1-0 pitch. And Gieber misses down and away. And he's now behind, two balls and no strikes as Drake Osborne out to the mound to have a chat. Wilkin Ramos had been warming up in the Cyclone bullpen earlier in the game. That was just in case Tyler Stewart needed help getting out of an inning. Obviously, the Cyclone's going to be wary of what Gieber's pitch count is here in the fifth. Don't want it to stretch out too high. Righty's 2-0. And Lee taking all the way, watches a fastball sizzle across the plate for a strike, and the count runs 2-1. Look ahead to the bottom of the inning. De Los Santos, Osborne, Swazi, the three scheduled to bat. Lee attacks the 2-1 and pops it in the air to shallow center. Coming on to his left, Ramirez with the sunglasses on, makes the two-handed grab. And Nava will stay put at second base, two down for Leandro Pineda.
Of course, if you remember back, sorry to cut you off there, Justin, you think back to yesterday when Ramirez and Stanley Consuegra in right converged on a fly ball that neither one of them could corral. Neither one of them called off the other, it seemed, as well. But that time, Ramirez seized it and took control right from the jump.
Leandro Pineda, the batter, with two on and two out. And Gieber punches a strike across the inner half. It's 0-1. Pineda 0-2 today. Has fly to right and struck out. Cut me off. That's exactly what I was going to make a note about, how Ramirez using both hands and watching that one all the way through into his mitt. Breaking ball runs high to Pineda, up and away. And it's one ball and one strike. Mentioned Mets news earlier today. Francisco Alvarez in RBI. The Mets trying to sweep the Marlins in Flushing. The 1-1 from Gieber. It's a slow bouncer towards second. Charging in Guerrero. Only play is to first. He'll make the sidearm toss there. And the inning is over. We'll pick up that thought when we return in the bottom half of the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, two left on a free pass. Halfway home here on this Easter Sunday. No score on the Cyclones Radio Network, MILB-TV, and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We move to the bottom of the fifth from Maimonides Park, and Jersey Shore starter Matt Osterberg's day is officially done. A pretty darn good day at that. Four innings of one-hit baseball, no runs, five strikeouts, to two walks, but he is not in line for the win, partially because he didn't last five innings, but also because we're in a scoreless tie. And the new pitcher for Jersey Shore, it's Victor Lopez, on to face 7-8-9 in the Brooklyn batting order here in the bottom of the fifth. Justin?
Thank you, Johnny. Victor Lopez, the first reliever used by Greg Brodzinski and the Blue Claws today. And the first pitch he throws has De Los Santos leaning. Swing and a miss, it's 0-1. Omar walked, was stranded at first. Back in the second inning, his only plate appearance this afternoon. Osborne and Swazi to follow, and Lopez fires a strike up and in. It's 0-2. Lopez, 6'4", 215 pounds, 23 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, the 0-1. And De Los Santos, another ground ball foul, and it remains 0-2. On the Cyclones left fielder, Lopez last year spent the entirety of the season in single-A Clearwater's bullpen, went 7-1, but did have a 6.03 ERA, but he strikes out De Los Santos to begin his high-A career. Got him on the sharp breaking ball down and away, and there is the first out of the home fifth. Sends up the catcher, Drake Osborne, fly to deep left his first time up. 6.03 ERA for Lopez, walked 12, struck out 31 in 31 in the third innings last year. As Osborne takes outside, it's 1-0. Final line for the starter today, Matt Osterberg for Jersey Shore. Four innings, no runs, a hit. There's a pitch low, and Osborne ahead 2-0. Walked 2, struck out 5. Osterberg, 57 pitches, 32 strikes. We'll take a no decision today. As Osborne taking all the way, watches a strike, hits 2-1. Osborne, we mentioned earlier, off to a strong start last year in St. Lucie before an injury in May sidelined him from June onward for the rest of the campaign. Osborne looks at a strike, count even now at 2-2. A break even pitch to Osborne. This crushed again in the air to left. Did he get too far underneath it? Back into his left. Lee Sang in front of the wall. Makes the catch in front of the TGI office automation signage. That's the second time Osborne has put a charge into a ball almost in the same exact spot in left field. But with the wind howling in from Luna Park today, just beat it down and kept it in the ball yard.
So, Justin, how about this? Each starter today, Tyler Stewart for Brooklyn, Matt Osterberg for Jersey Shore, with identical lines.
4-1-0, 2-5. Innings, hits, runs, walks, and strikeouts. Swazi takes up and in for ball one. Was talking with Joe earlier today Grounded out to third is first time up. Roddy fires, and Swazi takes low for ball two. Swazi asking to change his walk-up song today, partially in deference to the Mets, arguably their greatest first baseman ever. Swazi playing first base today outside ball three, but flagged me down wandering outside the clubhouse earlier today and said, hey, can I change my walk-up song? I want to come up to Sunday in New York by Bobby Darin. As Swazi takes down and in by his knee and ankles, and he'll be aboard with a two-out free pass in the bottom of the fifth inning. But that is Keith Hernandez's favorite song. He mentioned reading Hernandez's book a couple of years ago in reference to Bobby Darin and that song Sunday in New York. And it was funny because I feel like I had a conversation with my dad a couple of weeks ago how I feel like Keith Hernandez makes a reference to that song at least once a month. And as a matter of fact, probably today on SNY, as Kendall takes a strikeout, then he's at 0-1. Probably heard that song be played as a bumper in and out of break because of Keith Hernandez on the broadcast today at Citi Field.
Would not shock me in the slightest.
So Swazi paying homage to Keith and a legendary New York-related song. As Kendall takes inside, it is 1-1. Swazi leads off first. No score. Bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 the count on Kendall. Swazi starts and stops. As Kendall watches a strike barrel in the inside corner, it's 1-2. Kevin Parada waiting on deck. Wingrove, Ward, and Kirion, heart of the Jersey Shore lineup, scheduled to bat in the sixth, the 1-2. Kendall rips one left center field. Will this one get over the head of Lee Sang? No, it will not. Oh, what a nice catch by Lee Sang, reaching up over his head and then flips it behind his back to the center fielder Carr as he runs back into the infield. What a beautiful play by Marcus Lee Sang. Made one catch in front of the fence off the bat of Osborne. This time a reaching snag to rob Kendall of extra bases and potentially the game's first run. Five innings in the books. No score here from Coney Island. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Headed to the top of the sixth inning. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Rubber match of this three-game series. Rickson Wingrove, Nick Ward, Anthony Kirion. The three scheduled to bat in the inning as we've got a wedding proposal, a marriage proposal on the field right now. That is what is holding up the top half of the sixth inning. And we have a yes. An EMS attendant proposing to his girlfriend. Got the surf squad down on the field along with King Henry. Think King needs to pass over his crown to the future bride and groom as they celebrate on this Easter Sunday. Beautiful scene on the diamond here in Brooklyn as we get ready for the top half of the sixth inning to get underway. Awesome scene here in Coney Island, so congratulations to the lucky couple. And there have been weddings here at Maimonides Park, so who knows, maybe they'll get engaged here, maybe they'll get married here.
Maybe. We'll have to wait and find out.
So we move on to the sixth inning. Rickson Wingrove to lead off, and he takes inside for ball one. The Mets story we were mentioning earlier, we mentioned the news, Francisco Alvarez with an RBI, but Starling Marte left today's game for New York with an apparent injury. It was listed as day-to-day as Wingrove looks at a strike. It's 1-1, has grounded out twice so far this afternoon. Righty against lefty, Gieber kicks and deals. And Wingrove watches that miss outside. Two balls and one strike. Suffered an injury as Wingrove swings and misses. It is 2-2 on a play at second base. Tried sliding into the bag and collided with the knee of an opposing player as Wingrove takes in the dirt. And the count runs full 3-2 for Gieber. This the sixth man he has faced and the fourth full count he has reached. Bottom of the 3 o'clock hour in the East. Blue Claws, no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left six. No runs, one hit, an error, four left for Brooklyn. The payoff pitch, and Wingrove strikes out swinging. Gieber goes up the ladder on him, elevated fastball. And Jordan has his second strikeout of the day. One out in the top of the sixth for Nick Ward. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Jack Lock and Solo and Company. For all your painting needs, visit them in Brooklyn.
Gieber's had some good stuff. In his first inning of work, we saw him work a little deeper into counts than I'm sure he would have wanted to, but it settled in nicely.
Well, he's made some good 3-2 pitches. That's all you can ask for if you're Victor Ramos. Nick Ward looks at a strike. It is 0-1. So hopefully everything okay with Starling Marte in Queens. Take a look at some of the out-of-town scoreboards as Ward takes outside for ball one. This is one of only two games in the South Atlantic League today. That's why there were a slew of games that opened the season on Thursday before the Cyclones got underway on Friday. Ward takes inside ball two. So Winston-Salem, who the Cyclones will square off against on Tuesday, they really haven't played since Thursday. Weather has interrupted the start of their season. 2-1. Ward flips one in a shallow left field. Tough play for De Los Santos. Going to have to play it on a bounce. Nick Ward on base for the second straight time. One out, single to left. And the Blue Claws 1-1 out for the catcher, Anthony Kirion.
Have you had a look at the forecast for Winston-Salem yet for this upcoming week, Justin?
I have not had a chance to look at what the weather will be like down in North Carolina.
We're a couple days out. It's tough to predict when you're two, 3 days ahead of time.
Well, the team is flying down to North Carolina tomorrow ahead of the Tuesday series. It's expected to be 72 degrees and sunny for the series opener on Tuesday as Kirion takes a strike. It's 0-1.
Can't ask for much better. What baseball weather than that?
According to weather.com, the Weather Channel, 72 on Tuesday, 77 on Wednesday, and then 80 on Thursday. Is it April or is it August? The 0-1 from Gieber, and Kirion takes up above the shoulders. It is one ball and one strike. The only other game going on in the league today, Hudson Valley taking on Greensboro. Yankees and Pirates affiliates, Renegades a 3-2 lead in the bottom half of the fifth. A 1-1 from Gieber. That breaking ball doesn't quite break. Hangs up and away. It is two balls and one strike. A good start for Drew Thorpe in Hudson Valley. Has punched out seven through five innings. Mike Jarvis, a home run for Greensboro today, his first. The 2-1 runner goes, and Kirion reaches and slaps it into the parking lot. Two balls and two strikes. One on, one out. Top of the sixth, scoreless game here on Easter Sunday. Look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard this afternoon. Everyone seemingly in action except for AA Binghamton, who has the afternoon off. Ward leads off first. The righty misses low. And Kirion has watched that count run full 3-2. Another full count. That is five on 8 different hitters. Gieber up over 40 pitches so far in his Cyclones debut. Trying to keep this a scoreless game. See if the runner goes. He does. The payoff pitch is low and away, ball 4. Throw down by Osborne, a moot point. Second walk issued by Gieber. And Jersey Shore now with 2 on and 1 out. The second straight inning. Sends up the shortstop, Casey Martin. Talk about Martin earlier. A loaded Arkansas team that reached the College World Series championship was college teammates with former first-round pick Heston Kerstedt, now thriving in the Orioles organization, former Aberdeen Ironbird. Righty against righty, the first pitch to Martin. And the Phillies prospect takes down for ball 1. Looking in Queens, Mets and Marlins today. Marlins a 6-2 lead in New York in the bottom of the 6th. Pete Alonso has joined Alvarez with RBIs today. The first toss is fouled back in our direction, out of play.
Another tough outing for Carlos Carrasco on the hill for New York. I believe all 6 runs charged to him as far as Miami's offense was concerned.
Yeah, 6 runs on 6 hits, walked 3 4 2/3. Been a tough start to the veteran Cookie Carrasco. Popped in the air, foul ground, first base side, Swazi by the railing of the dugout, but this is about 3 rows behind it. And Martin behind 1-2. Both teams into their bullpens, Brian De La Cruz, Garrett Cooper, with home runs in that game for Miami. Triple-A Syracuse in action today. They're at home against Rochester. Nationals affiliate, they lead 9-0 in the top half of the 8th inning. This one ripped down the right field line onto the roof of the canopy along the first base concourse. 1-2, it stays on Martin. Danny Mendick, one of the new members of the Mets organization, his first home run. Jose Buto, former Cyclone, 6 shutout innings. Martin skies one to shallow center. Calling for it, the second baseman, Guerrera. Infield fly rule in effect. And Guerrera makes the squeeze and the catch for the second out. Martin automatically retired once the infield fly was ruled. First and second, 2 down now. And the DH, Andrick Nava, coming up. Singled off Gieber to lead off in the 5th. Only other game in the Mets system this afternoon was down in the Sunshine State. Single-A St. Lucie. Nava swings. First pitch. Pop fly. Shallow left center. This time it's the shortstop, Kendall, waving for it. And with the sunglasses on, makes the two-handed grab to end the innings. Over the second straight frame, Gieber allows a couple men to reach with 1 out, but does not let anyone reach third base or beyond. And we remain tied and scoreless, headed to the bottom of the 6th. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on MILB TV and the Bally Live app.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Oh. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the 6th inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com.
New pitcher in the game for Jersey Shore, the 3rd Blue Claw pitcher of the afternoon, as we're still scoreless entering this bottom half of the sixth inning. It's Tristan Garnett, who we did see back on opening day, so his second appearance of the 2023 campaign for him.
First man to make multiple appearances in this series, the left-hander Tristan Garnett on in relief. Garnett standing at 6'6", 240, 25 years old now, from Portland, Oregon, were signed by the Phillies as an undrafted free agent back in July of 2021 out of Cal State Dominguez Hills. He'll face Piranha Ramirez and Consuegra in the home half of the sixth inning. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network as the first pitch to Parada taken down and away for ball one. Garnett started his college career at Oregon State, never did play in a game for the Pac-12 program before transferring to the non-D1 program at Cal State Dominguez Hills, the 1-0. And Parada watches that one sail high, two balls and no strikes. Parada has struck out and grounded to third. Garnett, scoreless inning, and his season debut, walked one, struck out two, did throw two wild pitches, a 2-0. And that one up and away for ball three. Final line for Victor Lopez this afternoon. He goes one inning for Jersey Shore, no runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout as Parada gets the green light on 3-0 and swings through a fastball. And the count now 3-1. Garnett from the third base side of the slab sets by the belt, and Parada takes high for ball four. So Kevin has now reached in each of the first three games of his Cyclones career, and Brooklyn has the leadoff man on to begin the sixth. First time they've put the leadoff man on since the fourth inning. Third time they've done it today, sends up Alex Ramirez. Ramirez ground out to second, doubled, was stranded at second in the fourth. Lefty offers that one, an old 59-footer, clipping the dirt in front of the plate before bouncing into the chest of Kirion. And Ramirez ahead, one ball and no strikes. Lopez out of the bullpen, 17 pitches and 10 strikes will not factor into today's decision as Ramirez takes a called strike. And it's even at 1-1. Mentioned the only other game in the Mets system we haven't talked about yet today. 1-1. Ramirez out in front of the off speed. And Garnett jumps ahead in the count 1-2. But single-A St. Lucie falling it to the Daytona Tortugas. Reds affiliate by a final of 6-3. Daytona sweeps that season opening series. 1-2 pitch from the lefty. And Ramirez gets underneath one into shallow left. Out is the shortstop, Martin, calling for it, the left fielder, Lee Sang. And away from his body makes the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. 1-1 and 1-out. Now it is Stanley Consuegra. Ground ball to short, his last time up in the fourth. Flied out to center, his first time in the first. St. Lucie getting a home run today from Jalen Davis, who was with them on a minor league rehab stint. First toss, and Consuegra off the end of the bat and out of play. All the way to the concourse along the first base side. It's 0-1. Interestingly enough, Javier Atencia, one of the top young arms in the Mets system, pitching out of the bullpen today, struggled, gave up 5 runs in an inning and 2/3. The 0-1. Consuegra, another pop-up. This one will get into the seats behind home plate about 10 rows back. And the count runs to 0-2. Jalen Palmer on deck. Consuegra also playing in some of the coldest baseball in his career, wearing a baklava over his mouth and nose, but can't hit that breaking ball bouncing off home plate. And Garnett collects the strikeout for the second out of the sixth inning. First time Consuegra has punched out today. Two down in the sixth inning for Jalen Palmer. 0 for 2 with a couple of Ks. Out of Canarsie. Local product. Went to Holy Cross High School in Flushing. 30 miles away from here. 3 miles away from City Field. And Palmer takes low for ball one. Brooklyn has only put one man in scoring position, or two men in scoring position today. As Palmer early on the off speed, that disappears down. It's 1-1. Ramirez got to second after a leadoff double in the fourth. Kendall walked, advanced to second on a wild pitch, took third on a ground ball in the first. 1-1. Palmer looks at a strike, painting the outside half. It's 1-2. Reminder, after the league-wide off day tomorrow, Cyclones on the road on Tuesday, 7 o'clock start in Winston-Salem. The 1-2. Down and away. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Our coverage on the Cyclones Radio Network will get underway at 6:45 Eastern Time. Leading up to the 7 o'clock first pitch from Truist Stadium in North Carolina. 2-2. Palmer, a little squibber off the end of the bat. Knocked down by Garnett on the turf in front of the hill. And he'll calmly pick it up and make an accurate strike on to Wingrove and retire the side. So Brooklyn gets no runs, no hits, one left on a free pass at the end of six innings of play. Still no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Brooklyn Cyclones Flexbooks offer the flexibility to fit any schedule and the affordability to fit any budget. For just $99, you get 10 undated game vouchers that you can use however you want. Three 25% off concession orders vouchers, two 15% off merchandise coupons in the team store, and more. To learn more about flex plans, group options, and more, please visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call the box office at 718-37-BKLYN.
Jordan Gieber out for his third inning of relief as he moved to the top half of the seventh inning. After the Cyclones put up 15 runs in each of the first two games of the season, Jersey Shore put up 16. Neither team has scored through six. We'll see if Johnny can bring the offense as he takes over the play-by-play as we move to the seventh.
And only four total hits between Jersey Shore and Brooklyn as we get the seventh underway. First pitch fastball from Gieber misses down and in for ball one. And the count 1-0 to the 9 batter, Jared Carr. 1-for-2 today. 1-0. Hacks it back foul right into the netting behind home plate. And the count 1-1. Carr singled in the first, stole second base, advanced up to third on a balk, but was stranded there and then struck out looking in the top of the fifth. 1-1 the count. Gieber a short wind, deals. Right down Broadway for a called strike with the off-speed pitch. And the count now 1-2. Brooklyn's only hit today belongs to Alex Ramirez. 1-2 pitch. Hit in the air to straightaway center. Ramirez, about six steps in, makes the one-handed catch for the first out of the inning.
Well, you mentioned Alex Ramirez, and as soon as you say his name, the ball hit to him in straightaway center field.
So game number three couldn't be more different than games number one and two so far. Here in the rubber match of this three-game set on opening weekend 2023 for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Back to the top we go. First pitch fastball called strike to Marcus Lee Seng. 0-for-2 today with a walk. Some interesting news trickling down from the minor league baseball standpoint yesterday as an 0-1 pitch is skied foul on the left side, and it's 0-2. You had the Rocket City Trash Pandas throw the first minor league no-hitter of the 2023 season, but there's a catch.
And it was only the first one by a couple of hours or minutes.
0-2 pitch is skied in the air on the left side, but lands in the seats. So the Trash Pandas throw the no-hitter. The Chattanooga Lookouts did not have a hit in the game. Chattanooga won the baseball game. 7-5, the final score.
For those of you wondering at home, how in the world can you score 7 runs without a hit?
And all 7 runs were put up in a topsy-turvy top of the 7th inning. 0-2 pitch misses outside for ball one. A number of walks.
To break it all down, it was walk, walk, infield fly, walk, strikeout, RBI walk, a 3-run missed fly ball in center.
1-2. Scorched to right field, but hooking foul, and the count stays at 1-2.
Hit by pitch, an RBI hit by pitch, an RBI walk, a wild pitch that brought in a run, another hit batter, and then a strikeout. And if there's a game that is more unique than that one this year, help us all.
1-2, catches the inside corner for a called strike 3. Lee Sang down on strikes for the second time today. And there are two gone. Jordan Gieber, an impressive display, his third strikeout out of the bullpen for this Cyclone staff. Now, there is a catch. That was only a 7-inning game, game one of a 2-game doubleheader. In game two of that doubleheader, the Trash Pandas one-hit Chattanooga in the nightcap, and they did win that game, a 3-0 victory. First pitch hit in the air to shallow right field. Consuegra in, the right fielder makes the one-handed catch as Lee flies out to retire the side. A very quick 1-2-3 inning for Jordan Gieber that keeps us scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left as we've hit stretch time from Maimonides Park in a scoreless tie. We'll take a break. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Chris Newell's Cyclones only have one hit so far today. We'll see if that changes here in the bottom of the 7th inning. That's the bad news. Here's the good. Brooklyn's not losing this game. Donuts on the scoreboard. We're still scoreless as we do head to the bottom of inning number 7. 6-7-8 in the order for Newell's Cyclones. Guerrera, De Los Santos, and Osborne. First pitch from Tristan Garnett. Pounds a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. And the count 0-1. Pardon me. No longer is that Tristan Garnett in the ballgame. We do have a pitching change. It's Jason Ruffcorn relieving Garnett's duties. Misses with his second pitch of the AB, so the count 1-1. Garnett only lasts the one inning. And now Ruffcorn on to try to keep this a scoreless game. 1-1 in the dirt for ball two.
Interesting. Gieber up at 60 pitches right now for Brooklyn. No action right now for Chris Newell in the Cyclone right field bullpen.
Ruffcorn ready to deal, a 2-1 pitch. Flails inside towards Guerrera. And now a 3-1 hitter's count for the Brooklyn second baseman. 3-1 pitch. Misses inside, ball four. So the former Oklahoma Sooner walks Guerrera to start this bottom of the seventh. And the Cyclones perhaps could have something brewing here in the home half of the frame.
That second straight inning, the Cyclones earn a leadoff walk. Could advance the runner in the sixth. We'll see if the bottom third of the lineup can find more success and break up this scoreless draw.
Ruffcorn's first pitch, fouled off the catcher's mask by Omar De Los Santos. Anthony Kirion took a shot, but he's all good as he gets back up to his feet. So Ruffcorn, collegiately at Oklahoma, second team all Big 12 back in 2019. Originally selected by the Cincinnati Reds organization in the 18th round of the 2019 MLB draft, but decided not to sign, played college ball instead. A one pitch, fouled back, and the count now 0-2 to Omar De Los Santos. Jason's father, Scott, pitched in 30 big league games, mostly with the White Sox, and then the Phillies towards the end of his career in the mid to late 90s. 0-2 pitch. De Los Santos slaps it on the ground on the right side, and that's through for a base hit. The Cyclones are in business here in this bottom of the seventh. A leadoff walk by Guerrera and a single by De Los Santos to move Guerrera up to second with still nobody out. So now Drake Osborne up to the dish, trying to keep things moving in the right direction for Brooklyn.
Well, first time Brooklyn's had multiple taxis on the highway today. And Osborne, first two times up, has crushed balls to left, but the wind has beat it down. We'll see if he can straighten it out.
Ruffcorn from the stretch comes belt set. The righty deals. First pitch misses well outside for ball one. Anyway, to tie a bow on Jason's dad, Scott, of the 30 games that he appeared in at the major league level, guess what his team's records were in those 30 games? 0-30. Didn't win a single one.
That's 1-0 impossible.
Pitch. In there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. No. All 30 times he suited up at the major league level, never went back into the locker room as a winner. Jason trying to make sure the Cyclones don't take the lead here. 1-1 pitch. Slider is dirted in the lefty batter's box, and the count now 2-1.
That might be one of the most unfortunate stats I have ever heard.
Can you imagine?
No, that's not even on the pitcher, and it's not even on his father. That's the ultimate bad luck.
Two balls, one strikes. One strike, I should say. Nobody out. Swing and a miss on the 2-1 offering, and the count now 2-2. Brooklyn threatening here. If you're just joining us, we're in the bottom of the seventh. Men on first and second with Drake Osborne making his first appearance of 2023, trying to break the scoreless tie. 2-2, smacked foul up over the press box behind us and lands outside the ballpark. Osborne today, 0-2, flew out to left in each of his plate appearances. Joe Swazi waiting on deck, working on an 0-1 day with a walk. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Chase the high heater. Osborne could not lay off, and there's one away. A big punch out from Ruffcorn. Eighth strikeout of the day so far for Blue Claws pitching. And Brooklyn, who has struggled leaving runners on base. The Clones stranded 14 runners on base in the opener, 10 yesterday. Two on here. First pitch to Swazi. Fastball called strike on the outside corner, and a nice job framing at that by the catcher, Anthony Kirion. Don't think Swazi loved that call standing in the righty batter's box. The former Boston College Eagle waiting on an 0-1. Here it comes, and it hits him. Plunked on that left hip, and the bases are juiced. That one might sting tomorrow morning for Joe Swazi, but if the result means Brooklyn runs, I think he'll take it.
Yeah, Swazi quickly flipping that bat aside, knowing that he did his job, got on base, passed the baton over to the leadoff batter, Kevin Kendall. But on a day with a little bit of a chill in the air, that'll certainly leave a tad bit of a sting that time from Ruffcorn. Just looked like that ball slipped a little bit off his hand, drifted too far inside. We'll see if Brooklyn can find a way to jump in front. It's hard to believe here in the third game of the season in the bottom of the seventh inning when the Cyclones are 1-1. Well, the Cyclones have not thrown a pitch. They have not seen a pitch while leading at any point this season. The only time they led in the season opening win on Friday was when the walk-off walk was earned by Chase Estep, and Alex Ramirez touched home plate before the dog pile began.
Brooklyn trying to grab its first mid-game lead of the season so far here in game number three. It's a scoreless tie. We're in the bottom of the seventh. The base is loaded. One out. And the top of the order, Kevin Kendall stands in. Infield shifted to the right. First pitch. Kendall takes it low for ball one. And the count 1-0. Kevin Parada looming large on deck for Brooklyn. Just one day removed from his first Cyclones home run of the year. And the first Cyclones home run of the year. 1-0. Kendall fouls it straight back. And the count 1-1. A Jersey Shore team that has really not enjoyed playing Brooklyn as of recently. The Blue Claws win yesterday, snapped a 15-game losing streak against the Cyclones. Brooklyn took the final 14 against Jersey Shore last year. 1-1. Kendall takes off the plate, and the count now 2-1.
And that is just so hard to do now with the way the minor league baseball season is scheduled. Six-game series. It is hard to sweep a six-game set, but the Cyclones were dominating.
2-1. Kendall takes yet again, and it misses outside for ball three. The lefty batter, Kevin Kendall, waiting on a 3-1 delivery from Roughcorn. Guerrera on third, De Los Santos on second, Swazi on first, and a scoreless tie here in the seventh. 3-1. Misses inside ball four, and Brooklyn grabs the 1-0 lead. First run of the day for the Cyclones as Guerrera taps home, and Brooklyn's on the board.
That run scored brought to you by Howe's Potato Chips, New York made, Brooklyn born. Howe's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones.
That's the second time this series a bases loaded walk has been issued by this Jersey Shore pitching staff.
And the sixth walk of the day for Brooklyn as a team.
Kevin Parada next. First pitch misses outside for ball one, and it's 1-0. What a big spot here for Parada. Of course, introduced himself to the Brooklyn faithful yesterday with a 390-plus foot bomb to left field. 1-0 to him. Wave and a miss. Maybe got a piece. And the count now 1-1 to the Brooklyn DH. Everybody advanced 90 feet, so now it's De Los Santos on third, Swazi on second, and Kendall off of first, 1-1. Parada checks his swing and did go around, according to the base umpire, Sam Carey. Of course, only two-man umpiring crews, so Carey was positioned to the left of the righty batter, Parada, not at first base, so he didn't even have a great vantage point on it. 1-2. Parada waves and misses. Went to that fastball, did Roughcorn. Parada bit, and that's a big-time strikeout for Roughcorn. Second punch out of the inning for Roughcorn, who, considering how this inning started, could get out of it relatively unscathed. Alex Ramirez next, first pitch. Takes it off the plate for ball one. And the count 1-0. The turf still bathing in sunlight here on Coney Island on this Sunday afternoon. 1-0, Ramirez ropes it down the third baseline for a base hit. One run in to score. Here comes number two, touches home, Swazi scores. It's a two RBI single for Alex Ramirez, and the Cyclones pad their lead. It's 3-0 here in the seventh. You got the sense it was only a matter of time until someone was going to break through. It was Brooklyn, and more specifically, Ramirez himself.
Well, the Cyclones have three hits this afternoon. Alex Ramirez has powered two of them Both down the left field line, hit very sharply. Ward did his best to get in front, but could not block it. And it looks like this might be all this afternoon for Jason Ruffcorn as Greg Brodzinski makes his way out of Jersey Shore's third base dugout.
Ruffcorn almost escaped his way out of the jam, but not on the watch of Alex Ramirez. Brooklyn, a 3-0 lead and a call to the bullpen for the Blue Claws. We'll have the new pitcher for you after a short break here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Call to the bullpen for Greg Brodzinski and Jersey Shore. It is the right-hander Cam Wynn who takes over on the hill for the Blue Claws. Cyclones, three runs in here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. A bases-loaded walk to Kevin Kendall. A two-run knock to left from Alex Ramirez. And the Cyclones once again have jumped back ahead 3-0. 2-1. And two out. Wynn, 6'5", 230 pounds. 24 years old from Lincoln, Nebraska. He was the man on the mound in the bottom of the 11th inning on Friday when the bases loaded walk to Chase Estep brought in the game's winning run.
Well, if you're just joining us, I'm sorry, because Alex Ramirez just knocked a two RBI single to give Brooklyn a 3-0 lead. We entered this inning and we were scoreless. And before Cam Wynn can deliver his first pitch, a pitch clock violation is issued against him. So ball one and the count 1-0 now to the Brooklyn cleanup man, Stanley Consuegra. Kendall on second, Ramirez on first, and the first pitch runs inside towards the chin of Consuegra for ball one. De Los Santos and Swazi came home to score on the RBI base knock from Ramirez. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Consuegra. Pops it up. On the left side, the catcher Kirion back to have a look, but it's about five or six rows deep.
Landed in someone's lap. He's just sitting there watching. Look what I found.
And it drew a large, contingency from the crowd, but the fan picked it up, held it up, said, "I'm all right, I got the baseball." Two balls, one strike. The count to Consuegra with two gone. It's 3-0 Brooklyn here in the home seventh with men on first and second. Wynn tucks his glove under his chin. Now comes set at the belt and offers a 2-1. Consuegra takes a called strike two on the inner half and doesn't like it whatsoever. Holds his left palm up towards the sky, shaking his head in disapproval. He and home plate umpire Jacob McConnell not on the same page. Two balls, two strikes. Here it comes. Misses down and away. And the count full now to Consuegra.
It's the first time I've ever seen this at a ballpark. Everyone here in Brooklyn, as the pitch clock winding down, chanting along with what number shows up, sort of like the shot clock at a college basketball game.
But why would you do that if you're a Cyclones fan? That's an advantage to the pitcher. 3-2, misses inside ball four, and Brooklyn will have the bases juiced yet again. It's one thing if you're at a basketball game and you're cheering on your home team and you want to notify them of the shot clock. Maybe they're not aware. But you never hear a basketball crowd do that for the other team. And I would argue in this instance, a home crowd doing that right now benefits the pitcher more than anyone else.
I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit there.
First pitch misses down and away to Jalen Palmer, who stands in now with the bases loaded. Jalen still in search of his first hit this weekend. And boy, would this be a big spot for it here. Bases loaded, two outs. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Palmer takes off the plate and the count 2-0.
The reason I think it could play to the benefit of the Cyclones is could be just sort of an anxiety thing. All of a sudden, you realize late maybe when they hear the crowd chanting 2 seconds and you leave a cookie.
2-0. Palmer, big rip and a miss. And the count 2-1 out in front of that breaking ball. Kendall on third, Ramirez on second, and Consuegra on first. Justin Guerrera started this inning with a leadoff walk. He waits on deck. The righty win, belt set, kicks and deals a 2-1. This is outside in the count 3-1. These Cyclones batters do appear to be much more disciplined today. Yesterday, even though they put up 6 runs, saw them chase out of the zone quite often. Not the case this afternoon. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs, bases loaded, and time is called.
The Cyclones' 9th man to the bat in the inning here with Jalen Palmer. And right now, Cam Wynn struggling to find the zone. Just 3 of his first 10 pitches have been strikes. But a tough inning control-wise for the Jersey Shore bullpen.
Infield slightly shifted to the left with the bases juiced, 2 outs and a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch to Palmer. Called strike 2 on the inside corner. Boy, just as easily could have been ball 4, and we could be staring at a 4-0 game. Instead, it's strike 2. And now the payoff pitch coming from Wynn. No place to put Palmer. Already 3 home in the inning for Brooklyn. 3-2 pitch. Grounded on the left side. The shortstop, Martin, it eats him up. A run home to score. Tried to play it on the backhand. Just couldn't see it in. Palmer reaches first base. Everybody's safe. A run home to score. And it's 4-0 Brooklyn here in the 7th.
Well, maybe not how Jalen Palmer thought in his head he would pick up his first base hit of the 2023 season. Well, you know what? It shows up as a line drive and an RBI in the box score. And Palmer, although it's just his first hit of the weekend, continuing to be productive for the Cyclones. And Guerrera now the 10th man to bat in the frame.
So Ramirez up to third, Consuegra on to second. And now Guerrera yet again. First pitch slider, called strike, and it's 0-1 to Justin, who got this whole thing started when he walked to begin the frame and later came around to score. Wynn still operating out of his stretch. Righty on righty here. The 0-1. Guerrera whiff and a miss. And the count 0-2. All 4 runs for the Cyclones coming in this home half of the 7th inning after there was nothing but donuts up on the scoreboard. 0-2 pitch. Guerrera takes just off the plate for ball 1. And the count 1-2. Boy, what a win this would be for Brooklyn to take the rubber match. Have their off day tomorrow, travel down to Carolina before a 6-game set with the dash. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wynn deals. Guerrera swings and misses. But not before the Cyclones plate 4 in the inning. Alex Ramirez, a 2 RBI single, a couple of bases loaded walks, and the Cyclones have momentum on their side as we head to inning number 8. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network, and you're watching on MILB TV and the Valley Sports app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to 2 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718 718-
1-800-437-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Jordan Gieber back out for his fourth inning of work out of this Brooklyn bullpen, and this time he'll pitch with the luxury of something he hasn't had all afternoon, a lead. And to take us home the rest of the way, it's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Great call on the Alex Ramirez two-run base hit, and because of that, in couple with a couple of big knocks and walks, Brooklyn a 4-0 lead as Leandro Pineda takes a called strike. It's 0-1. 0-3 today. It's a two-hopper on the ground to second. Guerrero waits for the big bounce by his neck, and he'll throw on to first to Swazi to retire the leadoff batter in the top half of the eighth inning. Top of the 4 o'clock hour, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you here from Maimonides Park in Brooklyn. Rubber match of this three-game series. As Johnny said before, the team will pack up tomorrow, head down to North Carolina, open up a series against Winston-Salem. White Sox affiliate as Wingrove takes inside and low. It is 1-0. Wingrove 0-3 today, is grounded out twice, struck out last time against Gieber in the sixth. The 1-0, Roddy curls and fires, and that misses up and away. It is 2 balls and no strikes after that. Cyclones will return home on Tuesday, April the 18th, to open up a six-game series against the Wilmington Blue Rocks Nationals Farm Club. As Wingrove takes a called strike, it is 2-1. First pitch on that Tuesday, 7 o'clock. We'll hit the airwaves at 6:45. Gates open around 6. As Wingrove hits one sharply on the ground to first. Fielded at the waist by Swazi. And he'll take it to the bag himself to retire his counterpart. Two down in the top half of the eighth inning for the third baseman, Nick Ward. But to secure your tickets to our next home series against the Blue Rocks, or to secure your tickets for any 2023 Cyclones home game, be sure to log on to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN. Nick Ward takes up and away. It is 1-0. Jersey Shore, no runs, 3 hits. No errors. They have left 8. Brooklyn, 4 runs on 4 knocks. 1 error, 8 left on base. The 1-0 to Ward. That fastball runs a bit high. 2 balls and no strikes. Gieber up near 70 pitches now this afternoon. This next one will be his 69th. The 2-0. Ward off the hands. Sends it off towards the ticket booth. Beyond the left field concourse, it is 2-1. Brooklyn in the blue and orange Mets colored uniforms today. Jersey Shore in the red and gray. The 2-1, and Ward can't hold up on the elevated fastball. It's 2-2. Jersey Shore, they'll head home after this one, head back to Lakewood, New Jersey, and open up their home portion of the schedule on Tuesday night. The 2-2 pitch from Gieber, just off the inside corner, maybe a bit down. And Ward has run it full at 3-2. Anthony Kirion, the catcher, waiting on deck for the Blue Claws. Brooklyn trying to keep the shutout intact, the payoff pitch. And Ward, a tapper over the mound. Coming over to the first base side, a second is Kendall. And the shortstop sliding to his left makes the play on to first. And Jersey Shore retired in order in the top half of the eighth inning. Jordan Gieber needed just 12 pitches to sit down. Jersey Shore 1-2-3 to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn looking for insurance on the Cyclones Radio Network.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning in Brooklyn. Justin Rock, Johnny Gnamowitz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network, MILB TV, and the Bally Live app. Brooklyn looking for some insurance ahead of the ninth inning. Cam Wynn out for his first full inning of relief. Bottom third of the order due up for Brooklyn. De Los Santos, Osborne, and Swazi, the three, is scheduled to bat. De Los Santos singled and scored last inning. He is one for two today with a walk. And Omar takes a called strike at the knees, and the count is 0-1. Win from the third base side of the slab, and the righty comes home, and De Los Santos hits it high and deep to left, but was out in front and yanks it foul off by the loading dock. It is no balls and two strikes. I mentioned earlier, Johnny was talking about that wild no-hitter yesterday between Chattanooga and Rocket City. Reds and Angels affiliates, this one scalded into left center field. That one's going to dunk in front of Jared Carr for a base hit. Third time, Omar De Los Santos, the reigning Florida State League MVP, has reached base. Second hit today, back-to-back multi-hit games for the 23-year-olds. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for Drake Osborne. Osborne 0 for 3 tonight, a couple of deep fly balls to left and a strikeout his last time in the seventh. Wynn winds and fires, and Osborne takes high. It is 1-0. No action right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen, so I have to imagine it'll be Gieber to try and close it out in the top half of the ninth inning. 1-0 runner goes from first. Pitch a called strike, throw down by Kerryon way late. Omar De Los Santos stole 70 bases last year. He's got another here, and he's in scoring position with nobody out. Got a great jump, an accurate throw by Kerryon. No chance to get De Los Santos as he slides in head first. The pitch to Osborne out in front as that breaking ball drops out of the zone. Count moves to 1-2. Joe Swazi waiting on deck. And time called at home plate. But that wild no-hitter for Rocket City and a 7-5 loss was not the only no-hitter thrown yesterday and was only the first no-hitter in minor league baseball this year. As we said earlier, by a matter of minutes, it may be an hour. The 1-2. And Osborne slaps it off the end of the bat to stay alive. Clangs off the mesh net. 1-2 it remains. That steal for De Los Santos is second of the year. But the level below Jersey Shore, the Clearwater Threshers last night throwing a 9-inning no-hitter. Runner breaks for third, and there won't even be a throw from Kerryon. Pitch was outside in the lefty batter's box, and De Los Santos slides in head first without a throw. A great jump once again from the speedster, deemed the fastest base runner in the Mets system. And he's now got three steals on the year and an insurance run 90 feet away. Infield in the 2-2, and Osborne sends it back to the screen. We'll do it again. But several Clearwater pitchers combining on a no-hitter yesterday against Bradenton. Samuel Aldeguerri started with four perfect innings. Edouar Segovia took over as this one punched off the netting foul to the left. Stays a 2-2 count on the catcher, Osborne. Andrew Walling came in through an inning. Orion Kirkering, which might be one of the best names I've seen in a while, pitched in the eighth, and then Wesley Moore finished off the no-hitter in the ninth inning. 2-2, and Osborne can't get his hands up, strike three. Wynn able to create a swing and miss with an elevated fastball. Second strikeout for Wynn tonight. One out in the bottom half of the eighth for the first baseman, Joe Swazi. Congratulations to the Phillies affiliate at Clearwater on the no-hitter yesterday. Is that outside 1-0? Throwing a no-hitter before you even have your home opener.
That'll get the fans excited.
1-0 pitch. Infield stays in. And Swazi off the end of the lumber. Off the mesh screen. It stays at a ball and a strike. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning. Carry on Martin and Nava. 6-7 and 8 due up for Jersey Shore. Brooklyn looking to add to their lead. Man at third. One out. Leading by four. 1-1. Swazi takes a chest-high strike. Niffed at the call there from the home plate umpire McConnell. And make it a 1-2 count. Kevin Kendall, the shortstop, waiting on deck. Drove in the game's first run. With the bases loaded, walk as time called. And a pitch clock violation, I believe, called there. Saw the home plate umpire point towards his right wrist. Never saw a point out to the pitcher, so could have just been a called time at home plate by the catcher, Kirion. 1-2. And Swazi strikes out swinging. Breaking ball sliding outside off the plate. So back-to-back strikeouts for Wynn after the single and pair of stolen bases. And now it's up to Kevin Kendall to bring in the run home from third as Jersey Shore can move the infield back with two outs. Kendall has walked twice, drove in the game's opening run with a bases-loaded free pass. Righty from the set, and Kendall off the handle of the bat. Back behind home plate, it's 0-1. Still no word yet on who Brooklyn might throw in that series opener on Tuesday against Winston-Salem. A dash on the other hand. It's going to be a total guess as to who will go. The 0-1. Kendall fouls it away. Again off the hands. It is no balls and two strikes. They did not play today. No scheduled game. Had a doubleheader rained out yesterday in Hickory and had a game rained out as well on Friday. So they've only played one game going into Tuesday's home opener. 0-2 pitch. Kendall, little flipper in a shallow left. Racing in Lee Sang. Will it hang up for him? Yes, it will. And he'll make the backhanded grab by that Jersey Shore word mark to retire the side. So Brooklyn threatens, puts a man at third with nobody out, but can't bring him in to add to the lead. We head to the ninth here at Maimonides Park. The Cyclones 4, the Blue Claws nothing. Brooklyn looking for their first shutout of 2023. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
To the ninth inning we go here in Coney Island. Jordan Eber out for another inning of relief. And he'll face off against 6, 7, and 8 in the Jersey Shore lineup. As Brooklyn trying to earn a victory in the rubber match of this series and pick up their first shutout of 2023. Anthony Kirion will lead it off, has reached on a throwing error and a walk. 0 for 2 officially. And Gieber's first pitch high for ball one. Gieber up over 70 pitches here today out of the bullpen. He and Tyler Stewart have combined on a three-hit shutout to this point. And this one powered deep to left field. And there goes the shutout as that one sails out beyond the left field pole. Anthony Kirion, Jersey Shore's first home run of the season. A solo blast beyond the left field wall. And Brooklyn's lead is trimmed to 3. It is 4-1 with nobody out in the top half of the ninth inning. Pitch out over the plate. Kirion able to extend his hands and getting mobbed by his teammates as the Blue Claws have their first run of the day, their first homer of the year. As Gieber settles himself back down by tossing a strike, it's 0-1 on Casey Martin. Variety offers, and this a swinging dribbler up the first baseline. Stays foul, and the count is 0-2. Bottom of the 4 o'clock hour, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Casey Martin 0-3 today. Infield fly pop-up his last time up. The 0-2. Martin lays off the pitch outside. One ball and two strikes. Action again in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. That is Wilkin Ramos. Threw less than 10 pitches in the opening game of the season on Friday in the 11th. Gieber is 1-2. And Martin sends it into the first base seats. Actually off towards the concourse. Bouncing off towards the parking lot. Remains at a ball and two strikes. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, don't go anywhere. We'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to the series opener on Tuesday as Martin goes down swinging. Slide piece from Gieber down and away. And Jordan Gieber, a nice job after yielding the leadoff home run. Battles back to strikeout Martin, one away in the top half of the ninth inning. And with Gieber at 79 pitches, just shy of 80 on the day, Chris Newell is going to emerge from the first base dugout and bring in Wilkin Ramos to try and record the game's final two outs and have Brooklyn ship off to North Carolina tomorrow with a victory. Chris Newell having the conversation with Gieber right now and can just see the emotion just from his hand signals, the way he put his right arm on Gieber's shoulder. Telling him what an incredible job he did today to not only give Brooklyn an opportunity to win, but also save this Cyclone bullpen. As Wilkin Ramos will come on, just the third arm Brooklyn has used today as they try to secure a three-run win. Nobody on, one out, one run in for Jersey Shore in the ninth. It'll be Ramos up against Andrick Nava when we come back. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on MILB TV and the Bally Live app.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live.
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Wilkin Ramos on to try and close it out. Base is empty and one out in the top half of the ninth inning. And the first pitch from the right-hander to Andrick Nava is high for ball one. Ramos earned the win out of the bullpen in the extra inning victory on Friday. And his second pitch yanked way too far inside and caught Nava on the thigh. And Nava hopping up and down in a bit of pain as he wore a fastball right on the meaty part of his leg. Megan Flaherty, Jersey Shore trainer, out to take a look at Nava, but that is not what Wilkin Ramos had in mind to start his afternoon, try and get Brooklyn to the bottom of the ninth inning. So, Jersey Shore will have a runner on. Looks like Nava will depart. Troy Schreffler, who had four stolen bases yesterday, will come on as a pinch runner. That might have been something Jersey Shore would have done regardless, down three with one out in the top half of the ninth inning. But now it is Jared Carr, who is one for three. Carr, an infield base hit and a stolen base since then, a strikeout and a fly ball to center. Final line for Jordan Gieber this afternoon. He was sublime. Four and a third innings, one run on three hits. Walk two, struck out four. Did give up the home run to Kirion to start the ninth. The first pitch and the offer to the lefty batter off the plate away. And Carr ahead 1-0. Gieber officially today 78 pitches and 46 strikes. Leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. As Carr takes outside for ball two. Ramos, as we mentioned, picked up the win on Friday through a scoreless top half of the 11th inning. The 2-0. Taking all the way is Carr as that fastball fired across for a strike. And it is 2-1. Ramos acquired by the Mets in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft in December. Had been a part of the Pittsburgh Pirates organization last year with single-A Bradenton, the 2-1. That fastball low, it's ball three, and now all of a sudden, Ramos in danger of walking Carr and bringing Marcus Lee Sang to the plate as the game's tying run. At the belt is Ramos, the 3-1 pitch, and Carr, a heavy swing and a miss, pulled his head out. Out in front, it is now three balls and two strikes. Ramos did strike out a batter, only faced two hitters in the 11th inning on Friday because of a line drive double play. The payoff pitch, and Carr slashes one down the left field line towards the concourse, and it'll stay at three balls and two strikes. Cyclones, four runs, five hits, an error. They have left nine. The payoff pitch, and another one shuffled off the hands of Carr, will do it again. Jersey Shore, a run on four hits, no errors. They have left eight tonight. The only run coming to lead off the inning, the solo blast to left by Anthony Kirion. The payoff pitch from Ramos. And again, Carr sends it out of play to the left, this time onto the rooftop. And the next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat. Palmer off the line at third. The payoff pitch again. High and outside, ball four. And Jersey Shore will bring the tying run to the plate in the top half of the ninth inning. So home run, strikeout, hit batter, and a walk. And now the tying run to the plate in the form of Marcus Lee Sang. the time called. And Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, catcher Drake Osborne have emerged. And we'll have a conversation with Ramos on the bump. Well, it had been a tightly contested scoreless game throughout. Brooklyn erupted for four runs in the bottom of the seventh inning, sent 10 men to the plate. A bases loaded walk to Kevin Kendall, a two-run single by Alex Ramirez, an RBI infield base hit from Jalen Palmer. Put the Cyclones ahead by four, but Jersey Shore leading off this ninth inning with a home run to left by Kerryon. And since then, a hit batter and a walk. And now Marcus Lee Seng, who has certainly plenty of pop, had a two-home run game with the Blue Claws last year after being assigned there from single-A Clearwater. An opportunity to pull this game even closer, maybe even potentially tie the game. American flag in center still blowing straight in, as it has been all afternoon. Ramos from the stretch. And the breaking ball too far inside. It's 1-0. Lee Seng 0 for 3 today. Struck out looking his last time in the seventh, has also walked. And that too far inside down by the shoelaces. 2-0. How Yu Lee represents the go-ahead run for Jersey Shore on deck. The 2-0 from Ramos, and this one yanked down the left field line, a base hit. Scoring is Schreffler, going about a quarter of the way to third, then diverting back to second is the runner Carr. It's an RBI single for Marcus Lee Seng. It is 4-2 Brooklyn, and the Blue Claws will bring the go-ahead run to the plate with one out in the form of Hao Yu Lee. Just a seeing eye base hit to the left side. Palmer playing well off the line with the left-handed batter at the plate and easily squibbing its way past the turf and in the left field. And now the tying runs are aboard for Hao Yu Lee. 0 for 3 today with a walk as Ramos misses outside for ball one. Left-hander up and throwing. And Brooklyn's right field bullpen as we speak. It appears to be Daniel Juarez as Lee watches that one at the knees. It's 1-1. Juarez pitched a little bit in the season opener on Friday but did depart with an apparent injury in the middle of that outing. 1-1. Breaking ball off the plate away. 2-1. Good to see Juarez all right as the Cyclones also hoping they don't have to use him in the bottom or the top half of this ninth inning. As Lee, an off-balance swing out on his front foot, trying to connect there. Two balls and two strikes. Leandro Pineda waiting on deck for Jersey Shore. It's time called at home plate. Blue Claws two runs in here in the ninth on a Kerryon home run in the opposite field base hit by Lee Seng. Both runs to this point. One run charge to Jordan Gieber, the most recent one on Ramos. The 2-2 from the righty. Fastball off the plate away, a full count. And now Wilkin Ramos in danger of walking the bases loaded. And you wonder if this would be his last batter with a couple of left-handed hitters, Pineda and Wingrove, due up next. The 3-2 pitch, and Lee taps it off the plate. And back behind the dish, a foul ball. It'll stay at three balls and two strikes. Reminder, fans, stay tuned after the game. Win or lose, we'll have the recap report. Look back at today's game scores from out of town and a look ahead to Tuesday's series opener. The 3-2 pitch grounded back up the middle. Base hit center field. Here comes the runner to the plate. The runner from second, Carr, made contact, I think, with the third base coach, Brodzinski, and had to slow down and retreat back to third base. Looked like that one was going to get clear on through into center field and allow Carr to score easily from second. Ramirez does have a good arm out in center field, but it looked like Carr had a bit of too wide a turn around third. And Wilkin Ramos's day is done, as now Jersey Shore has the bases loaded, one out, And the tying runs in scoring position, the go-ahead run at first base. And it'll be Juarez against Pineda to try and get Brooklyn out of a pickle and secure what would be right now a two-run victory to close out the season-opening homestand. Well, a nail-biter in progress. Jersey Shore two runs in on a three-hit top half of the ninth inning. Juarez against Pineda when we return. Cyclones 4, Blue Claws 2. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Daniel Juarez, the third different arm Brooklyn has used here in the ninth inning. Chris Newell hoping the third arm will do the trick as Jersey Shore has scored a pair of runs on three hits and now have the bases loaded with one out. Brooklyn's 4-0 lead has been whittled down to 4-2. Daniel Juarez making his second appearance of the year, pitched on Friday. A scoreless inning, one hit, did walk a batter, no strikeouts in that ball game on Friday against Jersey Shore, left with an apparent injury. But great to see Juarez all right. And he will try and keep Jersey Shore right where they are. Pick up these final two outs. Pineda 0-for-4 this afternoon with the bases loaded. The first pitch, and Juarez misses down and away for ball one. Ramos did not record an out, a hit batter, a walk, and consecutive singles by Lee Sang and Hao-Yu Lee. Juarez from the first base side, the 1-0, and a wave and a miss from Pineda tied him up inside. It is one ball and one strike. Carr the runner at third, Lee Sang the man at second. Hao-Yu Lee holds his position at first base. Juarez, a marvelous season last year with St. Lucie. Did not allow a run after joining Brooklyn in late August. From the set, the 1-1. And this popped up. First base side. Ditching the mask is Osborne on the warning track. Tries to make the sliding grab and does. Right in front of the padded fence. Just to the left of Brooklyn's first base dugout. And gets a standing ovation from the crowd at Maimonides Park. And the Cyclones one out away from a victory on Easter Sunday. Osborne was running out of real estate. It's never easy with those high pop flies off the Atlantic Ocean in Brooklyn. Swirling winds coming off the water. And Osborne able to stick with it and have just enough space to make the play. And it's going to come down to Rickson Wingrove against Daniel Juarez. 0-for-4 today is the Australian native first baseman in the first pitch, a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Juarez, four saves last year, all at the single-A level with St. Lucie. Carr at third, Lee Sang at second, Lee at first. 4-2 Brooklyn with two out in the top of the ninth. The 1-0 to Wingrove. And that fastball sails high, ball two. Nick Ward, another left-handed batter waiting on deck for Jersey Shore. Wingrove, the eighth man to bat. The Blue Claws in the ninth. The 2-0. And Wingrove, check swing, called strike anyway at the knees. It is 2-1. Everyone who has stuck around on this sunny Sunday trying to implore Juarez to two more strikes, the 2-1. Swing and a miss, a heavy cut and a whiff from Wingrove on a fastball high and tight, and the Cyclones are one strike away. Brooklyn scored four in the seventh. Jersey Shore with two here in the ninth. Tying runs in scoring position. The 2-2 pitch popped up back behind home plate over the press box and the roof. And off towards the parking lot. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. At a quarter to five on Easter Sunday. Juarez trying to ride one past Wingrove to end it. The 2-2 pitch struck him out swinging. And on Easter Sunday, the Cyclones hop their way to a series victory. Your final score in nine at Maimonides Park. The Brooklyn Cyclones 4, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 2, as Daniel Juarez books up his first high A save. His first save as a Cyclone rents out a roar of emotion as Brooklyn celebrates a series opening victory. Your final again in nine, the Cyclones 4 and the Blue Claws 2. An incredible performance by Brooklyn's pitching staff. A big 10-batter, 4-run, bottom half of the seventh inning, led by a 2-run knock off the bat of Alex Ramirez. That ended up becoming the decisive factor in today's contest as Brooklyn takes 2 of 3 from the Phillies affiliate to start the season and will go into their opening road trip of 2023 riding the high of a Cyclone victory as they will celebrate an Easter Sunday W here in front of the home crowd at Maimonides Park. We'll take a break here from Brooklyn when we come back. We'll take a look back at the game that was, give you some scores from around the country, and let you know what's going on ahead of Tuesday's series opener in Winston-Salem. Brooklyn hangs on in the ninth. Daniel Juarez, a couple of big outs. Cyclones win it 4-2. Don't go anywhere. The recap report is next here from Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter.
Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclones social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Cyclones victorious to close out the opening homestand of 2023. Justin Rock with you here high atop Maimonides Park. The Cyclones 4 and the Blue Claws 2. Your final tally today as Brooklyn takes 2 of 3 to open up the 23 season. Let's take you through that game that was today. Was a lot of donuts on the scoreboard until the final three innings of action. Was Tyler Stewart for Brooklyn, Matt Osterberg for Jersey Shore to get things started today. Both starters putting together some of the best starts we've seen from either side this year. Osterberg and Stewart, identical lines. Four innings, no runs, one hit, two walks, and five strikeouts. Victor Lopez, Tristan Garnett kept it scoreless for Jersey Shore. Jordan Giebert was doing the same for Brooklyn and stayed a scoreless game until the bottom half of the seventh inning. In that frame, Justin Guerrero led off the inning with a walk and would advance to second on a base hit by Omar De Los Santos. After Drake Osborne struck out, Joe Swazi was hit by a pitch to load the bases. On a 3-1 toss to Kevin Kendall, he worked a walk, chased home a run, and gave Brooklyn the lead for the first time today. Had a 1-0 advantage. After Kevin Parada struck out, Alex Ramirez ripped the second pitch he saw down the left field line for a 2-run single. Gave the Cyclones a 3-0 lead. And following that, Jalen Palmer, an infield ground ball in the hole at short, was hard to be fielded cleanly by Casey Martin. Everybody was safe. There was no play anywhere in the infield. And the Cyclones had a 4-0 lead. And all 10 batters coming to the plate in that bottom half of the seventh. And Brooklyn comfortably ahead 4-0 through the eighth into the top half of the ninth inning. Jordan Giebert came back out to work trying to complete a 3-hit shutout for the Cyclones. But on the second pitch of the ninth inning, Anthony Kirion clubbed one beyond the left field fence for his first home run of the year. Made it a 4-1 ball game after Casey Martin struck out. Chris Newell came out of the bullpen, called upon Wilkin Ramos to try and record the game's final three outs. But Andrick Nava was hit by the second pitch from Ramos. Jared Carr then reached on a walk. After Troy Schreffler, who pinch ran for Nava, advanced to second, Marcus Lee Sang a seeing eye single past the shifted infield down the left field side. That brought in a run, made it a 4-2 ball game. Or rather, a 4-1 ball game. Or rather, 4-2 ball game, excuse me. Hao Yu Lee then singled back up the middle. You thought Carr would score from second base, but it appeared that he clipped Greg Brodzinski, the manager and third base coach, on his way around, so slammed on the brakes, headed back to the third base bag. That would be all for Wilkin Ramos. Chris Newell came back out, handed the reins over to the left-hander Daniel Juarez. On a 1-1 count, Leandro Pineda popped one up in foul ground towards Brooklyn's first base dugout. Drake Osborne came sliding in, made a beautiful catch right in front of the padded wall for the second out, and then Juarez on a 2-2 offering to Rickson Wingrove, pumped a heater by him up and in to close out a 4-2 victory as the Cyclones hopped their way to a W on Easter Sunday by that final of 4-2. Winning pitcher today, Jordan Giebert, 4 1/3 innings, 1 run on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Jason Ruffcorn, the loss today, he drops to 0-1. Gave up 4 runs, all earned on 2 hits in 2/3 of an inning, walked 2, and struck out 2. Save to Daniel Juarez, the first of his season, the first of his high A career, 2/3 of an inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, and 1 strikeout. Final time of game today, 2 hours and 44 minutes. Final line score, Jersey Shore 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 11. Brooklyn, 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 9. As we said, final time of the game, 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,864. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards today before we say goodbye. We mentioned earlier only one other game in the South Atlantic League. That game's still going on right now in Wappingers Falls. Greensboro has just scored a run in the top of the 10th. They lead the Renegades by a score of 4-3. Mets affiliate scoreboard today. Tough day in Queens. Marlins topping the Mets by a final of 7-2. Starling Marte leaving that game day-to-day with an upper body injury. Triple-A Syracuse routing the Rochester Red Wings. A 9-1 win for the Mets over the Nationals affiliate. Double-A Binghamton had the day off, while single-A St. Lucie falling to Daytona 6-3 in their final game of that three-game set. Major League Baseball scoreboard today. A whole bunch of finals on a Easter Sunday. Reds beat the Phillies 6-4. Red Sox over the Tigers 4-1. Rays beat the A's 11-0. The Rays are now 9-0, become the first team since 1884 to win each of their first 9 games and have a run differential of greater than 50. They've won every single one of their games by 4 or more runs. To put in perspective, 1884, the mound I think I saw from Jeff Passan of ESPN. I'll have to pull this up. I want to get this right because it's such an insane stat that it's worth telling to, even if it is in the postgame show. We'll talk about it, I'm sure, again on Tuesday in North Carolina. But what had happened was, as we pull it up on our phone right now, courtesy of Jeff Passan of ESPN. In 1884, the last time this happened where a team won their first 9 games with a run differential of more than 50. 1884, the mound was 50 feet from home plate instead of the 60 feet 6 inches. Oh, and by the way, it was the first year pitchers were even allowed to throw the ball overhand. That's how long ago this was. Incredible stuff from the Tampa Bay Rays. Pirates beat the White Sox 1-0. O'Neill Cruz fracturing his ankle on a play at the plate. Hopefully he will have a quick and speedy recovery, but it seems like he'll be out for an extended period of time. Aaron Judge homers twice. Yankees beat the Orioles 5-3, bottom 11, and Cleveland Mariners a 5-3 lead on the Guardians. Final in Minnesota, Astros 5, Twins 1, top of the ninth in Milwaukee, Brewers leading the Cardinals 6-1. Rangers just beat the Cubs in Chicago 8-2, top of the sixth in Colorado, Nats 4, Rockies 3. Bottom of the fourth in San Francisco, Royals leading the Giants 1-0. And tune in to former Cyclones broadcaster Jake Eisenberg on the call out and by the Bay. Angels leading the Blue Jays 5-0 in the bottom of the third. Diamondbacks on top of the Dodgers 3-2, top three in Sunday Night Baseball. Former New York Met Seth Lugo will make the start for the Padres as they take on the Braves in Atlanta. Former Rome Brave Dylan Dodd, who was one of the starters in the rotation for Rome at the beginning of last year, he'll get the start for Atlanta, the second start of his Major League career. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, Cyclones will open up their road portion of the 2023 schedule against the Winston-Salem Dash, White Sox affiliate. Our coverage on the Cyclones Radio Network will get underway at 6:45 Eastern Time on Tuesday, leading up to the 7 p.m. first pitch from Truist Stadium. Johnny, before we say goodbye on this Sunday, any final thoughts before we pack up and get ready for the road trip?
Well, a successful first weekend that had all different types of baseball games. At the end of the day, the Cyclones take the series. You go back to the walk-off on Friday. Yesterday, we saw runs, albeit a Cyclones loss. And then today, that pitcher's duel that got interesting down the stretch. But Brooklyn finds a way to eke out the victory. And Justin, I don't know about you, but this has the makings of what looks to be like a pretty talented team that will give us some very entertaining baseball over the course of the next few months.
They certainly have a lot of fight, as seen by their comebacks the previous 2 days. Today, able to take the lead in the seventh and run it all the way through till the final out, as the Cyclones take 2 of 3 from Jersey Shore and continue their dominance of the Blue Claw since they ended up in the same league dating back to 2021. That'll do it for us here this afternoon from Maimonides Park in Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York. For my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, our vice president, Steve Cohen, Our general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and everyone behind the scenes, our colleagues in the front office, our game day staff, and everyone else helping make our production a success. I am Justin Rock saying so long from Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, where again your final tally this afternoon, the Cyclones 4 and the Blue Claws 2. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday evening in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. 6:45 with a pregame show, 7 p.m. first pitch. But until then, Johnny and I say so long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.